In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight is Enough comes out of there!
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
Not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the wall. Bring me mine.
Set. Go. Okay. I don't like starting this way. Because I like when I just, you guys are talking and I just press record because this is awkward.
The Hi only guys. One that's allowed to be dying is me, okay?
So yeah, no. You can't steal her thunder.
You can't steal
my thunder. I can't steal your thunder.
No. Hi guys, my name's Vanessa. Sorry. My name's Vanessa and with me is Christy.
Oh, hello.
Welcome to Mamas and Merlot. That's what you're listening to.
Great hosting.
Awesome. I'm the best. I deserve an award. With me is Christy.
Hello.
And Stephanie.
Oh, sorry.
Apparently she's not with me today.
Making a great impression on our guests. Making a great impression on our
and
guests.
And on that note,
I've had a weird day, guys.
Yeah, clearly when you forget that the day is Friday, in the middle of the day.
I forgot it was Friday. It's been a really long week, guys.
Okay, before we forget, we have a friend today.
Hi, friend.
Hi,
friend.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, friend Oni.
20 minutes
ago. He's my friend. We've been friends for a long time.
Yeah.
Long time.
Long times. About 10 years as well.
I was just thinking, like, 10 sounds big, but it's the right number.
That's what she said.
Well.
Starting off early. Welcome.
I feel like I needed a, like a put-on pump for that one.
A put-on pump. Yeah, definitely one. Thanks for having me as your guest, you guys.
He got it.
I got it, but...
Is it because both of you are just as old? Like,
it's an old people thing.
See,
that's how I know this is not my fault. You revealed your hand, and we told you not to.
That's
yeah,
true.
But if you're gonna already do it to yourself, I'm gonna do it to you.
That's really
how this game works.
That sounds really dirty.
Let's not let the audience know anything about that. Let's not give them any context.
You guys just have to figure it out. No, I don't like context. Yeah. So
context is boring.
Context lose. Who needs context?
All right, before we get lost again, today we are drinking a Coppola Rosso y Bianco. Rosso.
I'm glad you bought this because I've been wanting to get Coppola and it's too expensive, so I always just don't. I never buy it.
They have a line called Sophia and I really want to try that.
Yeah, I was going to buy that. Daughter. I was actually going to buy that for...
Or mine. Whatever.
I was going to buy
his
it for
his daughter's been named Sophia a lot longer than yours
okay,
has.
Okay, well, mine is the only one that matters, so...
Me. All Sophia. We apologize to all Sophias for listening to our podcast.
Thank you for listening to us.
Hashtag all Sophias matter.
Oh, wow.
Okay, this is where we're going today.
It's starting.
It's going to be that kind of day.
Okay. We just started drinking, so hooray.
Nice.
Okay. So.
It's a good hour to start drinking.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
What time is it?
It's 8:30.
8:52, babe.
Or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, my eyeball is throbbing, so it's about
time. So not on time.
That's not
You're
what I'm asking
That's
you.
That's true. I keep forgetting that.
Yeah. So, On that note,
Oni lives in New York. Is that where you were going?
Yes.
Okay. Oni lives in New York. He used to be here. Tell people about yourself. Why am I telling people about you? You know you better than I do.
You know you.
That was everything she said was a lie.
Very quickly formulated sentence.
Okay. Sorry. Is that a bad thing?
No, I'm just, you spoke very quickly, and that's not very like you usually, so I was just surprised. That's all.
Okay.
Are you a slow talker?
No, she's not a slow talker, but she does
apparently.
Never mind. Excuse me.
Jeez. Because you were actually paying attention and you weren't looking at your phone. No, or maybe it's totally the other way around. She was looking at her phone, so it sounded faster because she wasn't paying attention.
Well, first of all, I'm having a work thing.
Does Ralph mumble when you're not paying attention?
Who the fuck is Ralph?
Ralph Lauren.
Nice. There you go. Steph, just turn the dial back to the one. Remember, not 1.5, not 2. Put it back to 1, and everybody's speed will be like it's supposed to be. Your robotics are just a little bit. Your circuitry.
Where are you going with
this? I know. It took me a second to realize what you were doing, and I was like, where are you going with this, Chrissy?
It was more obscure than my Ralph
really,
comment.
Really trying to understand, to follow
I
you
on
this.
I think we're scaring Oni, you guys.
No, no, I'm...
We're
observing. I'm
we're entertaining.
Yeah. We're really mean to each other.
Yeah, we are.
And we use.
You would think that, like, why would we be friends? But
we're
just really mean to each other.
Sometimes we use sarcasm as defense mechanisms.
Fiercely loyal. So.
Yeah, but that, don't you notice that the more loyal you are,
yeah,
friends,
the meaner
the closer
you, can
you are.
Be.
Yeah, it just feels like good.
They're just gonna be mean back to you. So
yeah,
I can make fun of them. Other people can.
No, exactly. Of course not. Yeah, in exactly. Full defense mode when they do.
That's how it works.
So yes, I am. No, what?
Who?
Boys don't get that. He got it in 1 second. He got he's hashtag immor- He got irrational.
He got. He did. He
seconds.
Does understand.
You know why? Because he's not married, you guys.
Oh no! Yeah. That's a horrible. No, no. It's not. No, I'm not.
Before,
don't
worry. So single, single moms only single.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Single moms.
Never mind.
Bring
friends.
Your kids.
We got aunts. We've got,
yeah.
You got a bunch of titties here. Like, wow.
There's a bunch of people that listen that are not moms.
Yeah. Absolutely. Those who are not moms. It is Oni well, Perez
at
on
Oni
Instagram.
Perez,
yeah. No, it's
slide
cool.
Into your DMs.
Absolutely. Hey, please. No one
isn't
has
it
ever
sad
done that.
How like 40, 50 years ago, like our grandparents and our parents, like had to like write love notes to each other, and they had to actually like.
You mean what Christy used to do?
Right.
Yeah.
No, Christy had to do like carrier pigeon and shit,
smoke signals,
cave paintings.
I had a pen pal.
You had a pen pal?
Of course you did.
Of course
you did.
That's so sad.
And oh my god, she left.
off mic.
Always off mic. She has to pretend that she doesn't laugh.
You almost want that laugh off mic. That's a brutal laugh for the audience.
And she's dying.
Yeah, good job, Chrissy.
Also, everything that's happening now, you want off mic.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay, so tell us about yourself.
Oh, cool.
Well, I'll bring him back.
Anyway, we'll circle back around to that in a second. You had a fucking pen pal?
Several.
Were, you, well,
were any of them in prison?
No.
They were all in prison.
Child molesters were a lot less subtle, but I mean, like more subtle back then.
No, when I was in elementary school,
who said
yes,
she was?
That's what I was
going to
say.
Child molesters.
What? And when
people
you're
in prison.
It was like a whole.
You
process.
Asked her if she was absolutely. Writing to
oh,
someone in prison.
He's so
why would
my
she
age.
Be writing to a, yes, a child have- molester?
Yeah, but
just because he's in prison doesn't mean he's a child molester.
Well, why would she be writing to someone?
I don't know.
In prison,
they have prison
pedophile
programs.
And if he's in prison, he's in the child molester. He's got killed already.
Yeah.
Yeah. They, he's not going
to
last long enough to
be writing
a pen
to someone
program.
In prison.
Because they have prison pen pal programs. Can this
not with children?
They did in our youth.
That is so fucking weird.
They would walk into. Well, hold on.
Not
well,
prisoners.
Yeah,
but...
not specifically prisoners. They could have been, though.
We don't know. They just told us who to write to. How old are you guys? This sounds terrifying.
We were like 7 or 8 years old. Yeah. You're just
this
given a
worse.
List.
This is worse than like going into a chat room with people who are supposedly 17-year-olds. Like,
mm-hmm. I mean, that's what we did. But
I know,
like,
but writing to people who, like, that seems, because they're getting your address.
Yeah.
They would come
yes.
to
you.
If it's not mine, you could be like, yeah.
So they just gave a host of prisoners your address, and they wrote to you.
That's so much worse than
and
that.
You,
it really is.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They gave it to your class.
You would send pictures of you by a pool. It was totally cool. It's fine. Everything's fine.
You send pictures. What happens in life? You know, you tell them about your dreams and your fantasies and stuff like that.
Yeah, they like to know about the fantasies. Oddly,
I
for some reason,
I even cringe sweats right now. This is awful.
No, this is we're being exaggerated.
We're exaggerated. No, it was,
you said cringe twats. I'm like, what the fuck?
It was with other schools.
That should be a podcast.
Other like cringe twats. It was like four. Should write that. It was like. Third or fourth grade, or something around there, you would get a list of like other schools,
yeah. Other
that,
kids in like, other schools.
No, I know
and stuff
what
like
a pen pal is.
No, that's
not,
no but that's
part
how
of your curriculum.
We wouldn't
but
get like
I just pen pals to prisoners.
No, we wouldn't get prisoners. Yeah,
no,
that sounds
it was
horrifying.
Other students. Yeah. I don't know if they threw somebody's weird ass address in there, but they were supposedly students in other schools, in other cities, other countries, stuff like that. And
I remember learning about pen pals in fifth grade, but they never forced us to do that.
Oh no, we were forced. It's forced to talk to somebody else.
When I was in...
Talk to people. Don't be so antisocial. Yeah,
no, because then when I graduated high school, one of my best friends was in the military. Mm. And I still have, like, a collection of the letters that we wrote back and forth through each other.
Yeah. Well, when I went to the military also. When I left boot camp, I left with a sack of letters from my parents. And I had a girlfriend at the time who would write... and you would write. You would, and we had hours.
I mean,
we were given time to write.
The only person,
and I think still the military has to write.
I've only
in boot camp. You definitely have that.
Yeah,
have
boot camp
it.
Because you can, I know in boot camp you can't because I dated somebody in the military, and then my brother like 3 or 4 years ago did Coast Guard boot camp, and they still don't let.
Right.
They don't have any kind of. They take your phone, like your first day of boot camp. So the letters for 6 or 8 weeks, however long your boot camp lasts for. I think every branch is like a different.
Mm-hmm.
Time, but
they're all 8 except the Marines. It's 12.
Oh,
wait, we were wait. Better.
I don't fucking.
We were better.
If any
Army
Marine?
People are out there, yeah.
Yes. Oh, that's awesome. Thank you for your service.
I didn't do anything. You guys.
You didn't fight in Korea?
Yeah. If you put a. Korea.
He's old.
Was he dying tragically in France? Like
Miss Saigon was written about him.
Absolutely, I am her lover. I don't know. I've never seen Miss Saigon.
Miss Saigon is. I'll tell you. I'll give you a brief synopsis. Miss Saigon is about an American GI that meets like a Vietnamese prostitute.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, 2 nights before he's gonna get shipped back before the fall of Siam, he knocks her up, and like 10 years later, finds out that he's got this half Vietnamese kid that he's got to go like rescue
from
communist Vietnam.
Wow.
Yeah.
So romance, not Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. No.
That's no. I don't long time flyboy.
No. It starts off. It's in that they meet in that kind of brothel, but they kind of end up pseudo falling in love in like a 24-hour period. It's very fantastical, but you know shit like that doesn't actually
like
happen.
Thor and Natalie Portman.
It happens. There's Hallmark movies where people fall in love in 3 days.
Yeah. Plus, did you guys see Pretty Woman? So they're.
I mean, obviously.
All the facts are in.
That's a documentary.
Yeah. Yeah, Neri would know.
Mm, he would.
Guys, my name is Oney Perez. I live in New York City.
What has he signed up for?
Yeah.
Welcome to Mamas and Merlot.
And he was a Marine in Miss Saigon. Yeah. Yeah. So,
well, oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So maybe you should watch it.
It's about your people. It's actually a good show. So.
No, if you were a Boy Scout, you did more than I did.
Boy Scouts do
what
a lot.
Do you do in New York?
I am a teacher.
Wait, what did you not do in the military?
Jesus Christ.
I
one of those nights.
I got hurt immediately.
Oh,
did you shoot
that happened to a friend
foot?
Of mine.
Yes. No.
That happened to a friend of mine.
I wish. What a great idea.
That happened to a friend of mine. He got like injured like right before his
graduation.
Like not before graduation, but like right before he was getting ready to be deployed, and he got injured and he never got sent out. And
yeah, and I was in, I am old, so the president was Bill.
Oh, so this is like Desert Storm?
Yeah.
Shit.
Desert Storm. Yeah, very good. Like post Desert Storm, like after Desert Storm. I went in 94, I want to say.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Fuck you.
He is older than I am. Yeah.
You're all children.
I just heard the harps and the like horns and the trumpets. It was great.
I was in third grade.
Yeah. You were in third grade?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I was a
third or second grade.
I was so it's not that far off.
Okay. All right. You were you're much more
fifth
closer.
Grade in 97.
Junior maybe? Yeah.
Well, I graduated 96.
I'm 42. You're
40.
There you go.
Not yet.
I've already started saying
she's
it.
Enjoy she's 40 in like
couple months.
She's 40 in like 8 weeks.
40 is the best year. It's the best one.
Let's hope.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're 40 sucked. And fabulous.
It
30
is.
Sucked it.
All of them?
Oh, you had your son.
At 30?
So,
in
yes.
Your 30s.
It's
no,
the
my
worst.
30s is great. 30?
Oh, the number.
The 30. Oh. Okay.
30, 30 and 31 haven't been so hot.
I'm hoping 40, like.
Yeah. This is the one.
I kind of liked 30.
No, I went through like a
this
whole.
This is the one you've been training for your whole life.
I went through like a whole like existential crisis at 30. I was like, everybody that day, everybody's like, oh god, it's your birthday. How old are you? 30? Oh my god, isn't that so great?
I've got nothing.
Oh my god,
done anything?
This is that happened to the ex. My ex was when she hit 30, she went bananas like that.
Yeah,
that happened.
And then
30 is a big number. Like it's like,
yeah,
30. Yeah, I kind of am having a little bit of that the last like year and a half. So I feel you.
That's why I've started dating women much closer to my age, because I don't want to be part of that anymore.
Like, I'm over it.
Yeah, I was like, why
some
am I in this situation?
Some people have their shit together by 30. I don't know a lot of them, but some do.
Yeah.
We like to pretend we do.
People in TV shows and in movies.
You guys are winging it?
A little bit.
So my name is Oni.
Hi, Oni.
Okay, so if
so I did live in Miami.
If you're listening, if you're listening and you have alcohol near you,
please.
Every time Oni says, man. And hi, my name is Oni, take a drink.
Let's play a game, guys.
Hi, my name is Oni.
Let's get you good and liquored up tonight, guys.
Yeah, because everybody else is going to get drunk except for Stephanie because her medicine.
Oh, my God. Fucking, dude.
I only drink one glass these days.
Really?
I have to.
Look, I think she's taking
What's the
crown.
Medicine we're talking about? Oh, we can't talk about it. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll let you know. Everyone email me. She'll tell
Tweet
me
Tweet Oni later on tonight and we'll...
What are you looking for?
The little thingy. Does he scream at me if I don't use it?
Yes, because it drives me crazy when you leave the foil sticking up all over the bottle. Where did you put it?
There it is.
You were the one that did it.
I got it. Sorry. Okay, continue.
Oh.
And you are?
Hi, my name is Oni.
I am from New York.
You're not from New York. You live in New York.
I live in New York. I'm from Miami. I'm from, I don't know, Earth, I guess. How far are we going back?
Oh, don't do that citizen of the globe bullshit.
Hey.
From the Milky Way.
I found what hits her heart. I'm a citizen of the world. Yeah, I'm originally from Miami, and now I live in New York City, in Brooklyn specifically. Not New York City. I'm not
in
City.
Do you live in, like, douchebag Williamsburg, Brooklyn?
No, I live in what will soon be douchebag Williamsburg, which is Bushwick.
Oh, Bushwick? It's, like, super douchey, too. Though
it's no, but it's awesome. The area, yeah.
It's not as douchey, but it's on its way.
Well, the area I'm in is still
douchey.
Pretty. We're still fucking homegrown there.
Has your rent gone up yet?
No. Well,
it probably won't go.
They tried to, but then we renegotiate and we're like, nah, fuck you. And then the guy was like, oh, well, okay. All right. It's good.
That argument. Was really harsh, Ty.
Yeah.
You're a person who can't drive.
No, they did try. I think it went up like $100 because we had to redo the lease. And
do you pay like stupid high price for a stupid small apartment?
It's 4 bedrooms and we pay $3,300
for it.
What?
God, that hurt
that
my soul.
Hurt.
Yeah, but that's not bad for New York.
I know, but that
well
bad for here.
We do have so
that's not that bad for here either. I got to tell you,
we built a podcast studio for revenue, so we just rent it out.
And oh, that's our living room. That's cool. Okay.
Yeah, and our living room is set up to be like a little mini studio for any comics that want to film stuff. So we have like a little green screen for them. We got lights everywhere.
So
yeah,
how many people live there?
It's well, two of us, me and my roommate Kofi, are the
Hi,
two
Kofi.
Guys. Hey, Kofi.
Kofi Kingston?
Yeah, Kofi Kingston.
Is he like the wrestler?
He is the wrestler. That's exactly who it is. That's crazy. You knew that.
Christy's face. Like, in the back of my head, I'm like, he's kidding, right?
No. Kofi is a...
That's a joke, right? Because if not, we're going to New York.
No, Kofi is a comedian as well. So, and then we were Airbnb-ing the third bedroom. That was not the podcast room. But now we found a guy, kind of cool kid from Spain, who's a... It's actually... Cool. He's a comedy writer from Spain who's coming over here to try to.
That is cool.
I don't know what the fuck he's trying to do, but he's trying to do stuff.
Right?
He writes a lot. He's trying to write and in incorporate himself into the American writing system. But yeah, he was a comedian and writer in Spain. So
that's cool.
Yeah. So our entire apartment is, for artists.
Got it.
Either like film, that. Podcasting, or writing in your room in silence.
He lives in rent.
I mean, except they didn't pay there.
He's basically living in rent.
Yeah.
Living, I mean,
rent.
Minus the AIDS.
Minus the AIDS.
Minus the AIDS. Well, yeah. Yeah, minus the AIDS.
Also, like, minus, yeah. Like, they're not squatting.
Granted. But,
right. Like, no, yeah, we do pay.
No, they're in Benny's dream. The artist studio.
Okay.
This podcast sometimes devolves into, like, Broadway stuff.
So. It does. Great.
I did a very brief synopsis of Miss Saigon.
This is our second Broadway reference.
Also, I didn't bring it up.
I was dating a Filipina my ex was Filipino, so I do know that Miss Saigon was being played by a famous Filipino person. So yeah. I did sort of know. What was her name?
Leah Salonga.
There you go. Yeah. So, and then...
Esa Mima.
Esa Mima is also happens to be the singing voice of Princess Jasmine and Mulan.
Oh, yeah. Esa Mima. The lady's amazing. And we were renting an apartment that next door, the lady who was renting that apartment was also Filipina. And she had the producer of Miss Saigon staying there.
Cool.
Yeah. So... I should have known more about Miss Saigon.
It opened in March.
It was
the Broadway
you.
Revival opened in March.
Yeah, but you know, when she was talking, I wasn't listening much.
No, that's okay. Well, I mean, yeah.
Does this mean that you have any access to Tony tickets?
Yes. It's like it's exactly like Mike said when he was here. It's like everybody that's here gets Hamilton. It lives in New York gets Hamilton tickets.
Of course they do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's
like 1 degree off here. We're getting closer. Mike
I'm
is
very
just
close.
Really
New
like
York.
How we're 1 degree away from Jason Momoa.
Listen.
No, it's a little bit more than one, but we're there.
And Neri messed that up for us.
And Mary, he really did fuck it up for us. God damn it, Neri.
I'm still standing by the fact that I'm like...
He didn't try hard enough.
One he to didn't try hard away enough. From Neil Patrick Harris.
Mm.
I'm still holding on to that hope.
Okay.
Do you not see my text yesterday about Neil Patrick Harris?
I know.
Oh,
I didn't see
nobody
it.
Reacted to it. Sorry.
Did you send it to me too?
Isn't that the worst?
The group chat.
Yeah. And nobody reacts to something?
I sometimes put
it's the most annoying shit.
It's fucking annoying.
It's like, you know how long it took me to fucking find that meme?
When nobody reacts to Neri in a group chat, sometimes he gets like all annoyed about it, and he's like, oh,
but it is
really?
Neri.
No one's gonna say anything, and he like forces a reaction out of you, like he like forces like a like, you know, a thumbs up or like a clapping gif of you know whatever.
Yep.
So like he forced like forces a, like a forced elicited reaction.
Well, that's what I did today when I was shopping. I sent you guys pictures of dolls. I'm like, somebody help me pick a doll, and nobody said anything.
You didn't need help picking a doll.
Yes, I did.
Did you get the one with the coral?
I did.
Was that the one you were gonna get to begin with?
No, I was actually gonna get a ballerina one first, and then I saw the one with the coral.
But your kid doesn't do ballet.
I know, but the one with the coral looks just like her.
But the it looks just like her, and it looks like Elena, and you know that's the one that she wanted.
That's what I was.
You didn't need us.
These dolls.
Which one would have been the one for Sophie?
That's what I meant to say when I said it kind of looks like Sophia, and it really meant
you
kind of
look
like Elena.
Which one? Pick the one.
My Sophia, not Princess Sophia.
Pick the one for Sophie.
I would have done the one with this one right here.
The coral dress.
The coral.
Yeah. Oh, okay. See. Yeah, that was a good social.
We should
experiment.
put that up on Twitter with a poll.
Okay.
Yeah,
but they don't know what my kid looks like.
Yeah, they
guys,
do.
Let me describe
not
her
really.
Kid. It looks like the third doll on the right.
We've also described a lot about Sophie.
This
and
is
we've
true.
Also described Elena of Avalor.
I was
so
gonna say, yeah.
Our listeners know.
But they all have brown skin and brown hair.
Which, by the way, we've also posted a bunch of pictures of her on Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah, but those have short hair and your kid has the longer hair.
Don't yell at me because they have buns.
Which, by the way, those
up.
Dolls are pretty cool that they're ethnic.
Yeah,
it's American
it's
Girl.
The Target brand
yeah,
American
it's
Girl.
It's got to be the Target brand.
Yeah, because they're $30 as opposed to $100.
Dude, they were at Marshall's. I saw those at Marshall's today.
The
Latin
our
ones
generation.
The Latin ones are $30 as opposed to $100 for the whites?
No.
God damn.
American Girl, for those of you who don't know Oni, is a line of dolls and you can customize
wait,
them.
Wait, do you have...
He has two, but they're... The youngest one is 19.
Oh.
He has two girls.
Whoa!
Sort of. Not anymore.
What?
I have a transgender son and a girl.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I thought you knew.
No.
Get out of here.
Last I heard, she was a lesbian.
Yeah, it transitioned all the way.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I'm sorry. I didn't.
No, it's okay.
No,
it's fine.
No offense.
No, it's fine. Chris, if you're listening, I'll give her you her.
Oh, she
her
changed. He changed.
Yeah,
name?
Chris.
Cool.
Fight her.
I'm trying. Okay. This is confusing.
No, I mess up all the time.
His name was Samantha.
Wait, let's go back to the.
Let's go back to
thing.
The fact that you have kids old enough to be in their teens.
Oh yeah.
That have graduated high
because,
school.
Because yeah. I'm not
I'm
even
fucking done.
I know plenty of transgender. People and it just I don't even like blink anymore.
I know it's not a thing anymore.
I don't even blink anymore.
Yeah. I don't so excuse me.
I don't even blink anymore. I have a really good friend that's a transgender female. I don't even
can
it's
she
not
be
even,
on the podcast.
I've asked her.
Ask her again.
She had to have like corrective surgery. They like messed it's like a whole thing. They messed up her surgery like big time.
Okay,
like,
well ask her again.
I don't but when she recovers my whole point is like when she recovers. Danny, we're praying for you. We love you.
Yes. We love you.
When she recovers, I will ask her again.
Closer to your mouth, please.
Sorry.
Like
when she recovers. I will ask her again.
The transgender thing is fabulous. More power.
I don't even like.
Right, but it's not a thing anymore. If you're progressive enough to not
yeah,
give a shit.
Yeah, I don't even.
Well, I don't
even,
give a shit, but I had no idea.
And just
right.
to make sure that I use the
really?
Right.
Yeah.
I thought you knew.
Neri doesn't tell me shit.
I don't think Neri knows.
Probably not.
Because he doesn't focus. Focus, Neri. If you listen to the podcast, Neri. Focus.
So to make sure that
Neri
I'm
will
using
not
the right.
For probably another 4 to 6
well, I'm going to tell him now.
Yeah, to make sure I'm using the right
pronouns.
pronounced.
I mess up all the time.
No, but okay, so you have a 19-year-old daughter.
Yes.
And now, and a...
And your
21-year-old.
Why?
I knew that's the part that was going to actually shock you.
Yeah.
21-year-old transgender. I don't care about the transgender.
No, I don't 21? Care. 21?
I care
less you have a transgender child.
I care.
I could care less if you have a transgender child. I care about the fact that you have fucking kids that have a two-digit age.
Yeah.
That you could be a grand... You could be somebody's grandfather.
Yes,
you
and...
You could be somebody's grandfather.
If my kids are listening...
I do not want to be somebody's grandfather.
Not yet?
Yet.
Fuck's sake,
yeah,
not
Mary
yet.
Didn't know.
Oh, for real?
He just said, really?
Oh.
So it's...
Focus, Mary.
Your 21-year-old...
Yeah. Transgender son.
Son.
Yes, son.
Okay. I didn't know which way we transit.
Oh,
transition.
Right.
It was female to male transition.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. He had two daughters, and now it's a daughter and a son.
Yeah.
Aww. Also, now you have one of each.
Yeah, the story changes. It's great. Whole new route. No, it's great. Yeah, I'm new to it too. It's all new. I had to do research, figure it out, understand it, different perspective.
How did your family, like grandparents and stuff, handle that?
His
grandparents.
His grandparents on mother's side, cool. On my side, they're in their 80s, and we haven't said anything to them.
Okay.
Because they're not going to understand
like
what you're
plan.
Saying.
They're not going
to
get it. No.
Yeah, you'd have to explain. You'd have to go too far back in American right. culture to explain what transgender is now.
Yeah.
Right.
And what they're just like, eh.
So there was a name change.
Yeah.
Name change. But
your parents are here.
Some people I'm sorry. Some people are grandfathered in as far as can still go old, which is just my two parents.
I was going to say, because they
no,
still
he does
call
not,
him.
Yeah, yeah. It's Sarah, original name, yeah.
Okay.
But when he sees them, he...
Never really sees them.
Oh, okay.
Also, yeah, he lives in Orlando, so it's, yeah. And doing his own life, has a girlfriend up there, and they're living their thing. It's cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I'm like shocked for real because I had.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
And so maybe 2 years now, like that.
Okay.
Yeah, but if you're progressive enough, like
right.
me,
right,
and there's been no change in my other than I have to now use
right.
he instead of she,
right.
Chris instead of Sarah.
Right.
That's
so you went.
See, the name change would be like, I think the hardest.
Think, yeah.
It's the hardest thing
you.
In the world because you have all
because
these
you went
memories.
With your child, yeah.
Right.
Sarah. And now you've got to
talk over each other.
Okay. Yeah. And you named your child something, and now because it's hard enough just
to remember your kids' names.
Yeah. No, but
because
oh, yeah.
you don't want to.
No, but like it's hard enough to like you know. When I remember how hard it was, and this is like minor, like when I got married,
right?
To go from
oh,
Campos
you're
to Mercantini.
Right.
So, and like, there's people that still
well, Neri.
Will call me, yeah,
Neri still calls you Campos,
yeah, like people will yeah. still call me by my,
really?
Yeah,
we finished this one,
it's my middle name now, so I don't really care, and I still love it, so I'm okay with it. You want me to do it?
Are we already on three?
No, this one's still sealed.
Yeah.
She just took the foil off.
Oh. Yeah, I got it ready.
No, it's true. And I don't do it now. Although, obviously, he lives in Orlando. We don't see each other as much.
Mm-hmm.
So the conversations are more texting. And texting is easier to remember.
Yeah, because
right.
texting you
stuff.
Can think about.
Right.
Did you change the name in your phone?
Yeah, of course. But sometimes in conversation, I'll slip. And it also happens if I'm talking about something in the past.
Right.
Or just because, and it sounds weird, but I'm just so not focused on it. I'm just like, whatever about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a thing that I remember to be conscious of.
Does he get upset?
So, in the beginning, he would. I guess because he was really trying to drive the point home
right.
that, hey, this is the deal now. I'm not sure now. I think I slipped the last time we hung out. Up there in Orlando, we were in Fort Myers. Now he's moving to Orlando. But the last time we hung out, we were eating, and I think I said she.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just like one of those. And in my head, I kept with the story. In my head, I was like, I said she. I think he's heard it. He's reacting. Fuck, he's reacting. God damn it. Why am I stoned? It's because I'm stoned. It's because I'm high and I don't remember things.
Blame it on the weed.
Yeah, always. I can say that about every relationship. If you're listening, every relationship.
My name is Oni.
This is why.
My name is Oni, and
good.
So how I'm like I'm.
Oh
how,
yeah. Hold wait. Just for our listeners, my name is Oni.
Catch up to us, guys.
Absolutely.
How did he pick his name?
That I don't know. Actually, I've been no. Oddly enough. Oh, sorry. oddly enough, I haven't. And I'm usually a curious person about dumb shit, just by like how you pick a name. And I guess that one. See?
Thank you.
You're welcome. That one is one I. But so I haven't.
Okay. I like Oni. Yeah. He drinks with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's absolutely. Not like Mike.
No, no. Mikey, you're listening.
My name is Oni. We talk shit about Mike all the time.
Really?
He knows. Listens to us. He knows we
no?
do.
No? Okay.
He doesn't listen to us, so it makes us happy that we can just...
What is it you guys hate about him the most?
When he shaved his beard.
Yeah, that really annoyed
us. That really annoyed
us. We went on strike.
His beard. We stopped promoting Zeros on Heroes. We stopped talking about him. Really? We're like, till the beard grows back, we're not... He looks like a...
Granted, we said, we're not going to promote Zeros on Heroes until you grow your beard back. We still said Zeros on
Oh yeah, I just realized that you.
Yeah, we're totally brilliant.
Not gonna cross promote on our own brand.
Okay,
so
I have a lot of questions as a parent.
Mm-hmm.
So since you're the parent of the transgendered child,
yes.
Okay, so I've read on a lot of. Because
adult.
Let me preface this by saying I'm also
still his fucking child.
No, I get it, but I'm on the fact that he's a parent of an adult right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's be clear.
21 year
old. Legal adults.
21.
They're both legal adults.
His choice, not a thing we did. I don't like the 8 year old being.
I don't like that either. But.
I don't know that I like. I don't know how I feel about it, to be honest. But
it's a hard thing. It's a gray
area. That a parent is supportive
right.
of a child's
I do love
choice.
The fact that
sure. like, I do feel like
you should be supportive.
I feel like a lot of times parents aren't supportive.
They're
of
not.
Their child's choice. Like I feel like a lot of times parents just think, oh, you're a kid. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't
it's
know
hard,
what you want.
Man.
I'm not really there where Link is making a whole ton of choices for himself other than like he's not making life choices for himself. Like
right.
He's,
that's a difficult one.
He's talking.
He's three.
He's picking like what shirt he wants to wear, you know? So,
yeah, Oliver can put his shoes on backwards. That's the extent of his choices.
Exactly.
But,
yeah, but when the choices are... I get it. It's like, it's hard to... Is an 8-year-old making a
life
choice...
decision.
Yeah.
That's a life decision.
Is making a choice with all the tools that we right. make choices with. So, obviously, because the brain is not fully developed. So, that child is not...
And a lot of and some of those kids, not a lot of them, I don't want to say a lot, but this is not making a huge, but those select cases that we know about where they're making they're in the media and that are making those choices that young are starting to take their hormones like before they even go into puberty so that those hormones don't even come in.
Right. If it is a doctor's recommendation and we're listening to a medical professional who is beyond our own limited capacity
right,
to understand
who's
this shit.
Studied this
right.
shit. Like, right.
Then I'm good.
About.
Yeah, sure. You got a psychologist in here. We have a doctor in here. Everybody's understanding this on an actual level that makes sense. And your suggestion is hormones and go with that. Of course. Then let's try to do everything that would make the most sense. But
right.
When parents are just interjecting their own whatever's into the matter, then I think it's when it's weird. You know?
What'd you get? Animal crackers?
Yeah. at the age my son did it,
I mean, he
19
was an adult.
Yeah, it's an adult. And I did, of course. I did talk to him because the idea of it was around 17, 18 mm-hmm. and all that stuff.
It was floated.
Yeah. So I just said, be conscious of the fact that you're making a life decision at the age of 17. I can tell you now as a 42-year-old person, I would not want to live by any decision I would have made
at
as
17.
An 18. Oh, fucking
God,
17 or 18.
No.
Of course not. So it's a hard thing to approach when you're 17-year-old or you're 19-year-old trying to make a life decision where you're like, hey, clearly you're going to be in a different stage 20 years from now. So you might want to be careful with decisions you're making.
Right.
But also, I want to be 100% supportive and
right. I feel like if you tell them, like,
you want to do.
But you're parenting, but
yes.
at the same time, you're going to support whatever they decide.
Right.
So I think that's the right answer.
Yeah, and then whatever transitions.
I mean, you just give them all the tools.
That's it.
Yeah.
Then whatever happens, happens.
So, okay, so they make fun of me because I'm in a lot of mom groups on Facebook.
Are you?
But I get a lot of topics out of it. So
nice.
Whatever. One of the things that I read, one of the moms that posts a lot is her child is transgender. I don't remember which way
right.
they changed to. But so she mentioned, the mom mentioned that she had to like mourn the loss of her daughter, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that you think you went through or something that you had to deal with? I'm going to ask you a lot of personal questions now because I have a lot of questions.
Yeah, that's a good question. No, no, great.
Well, just to piggyback off of that, I've read that before, that a lot of, just in doing research, just because the people that I know that are transgender, I just was curious.
It is very interesting.
Yeah, and a lot of people have felt, people that have had transgender family members have felt that they, like, it is a death of a person that they knew, or so they did have to mourn the loss of a person that they knew and accept a new person or a new identity or whatever into their lives.
But, like, you're not physically losing the person, but you're losing, like, you are losing a daughter. You gained a son, but you did lose your daughter.
Right.
Quote, unquote. He's still around.
Yeah. I don't think I've
thought about it that much.
Yeah. I was like, wow, these people are a bunch of girls.
Well, I mean, not like actually, you know, did velorio.
No. Yeah, I guess in their explanation of it.
Yeah. Just like you have to change your frame of thought. Like your daughter
you
was.
You definitely do.
Your daughter was. Now your son is.
Right. So some of my own processes that I've had to go through is how do I approach an old story? Believe it or not, just if you're going to explain something.
That makes sense.
Yeah. What names do I use? What pronouns do I use? And how do we approach the story?
Would he get mad if you were like, when he
possibly
was Sarah?
I don't know.
This and this happened?
I don't
Can
know.
Can we call him?
No.
No.
Vanessa, boundaries.
Vanessa likes to call people Dream Podcast. Vanessa likes to phone a friend.
Hey, the one time we called your mom, I was right.
So this has given her.
No, we called her mom because I didn't go to cheer camp, remember?
Go ahead, let it go.
She spent months saying that I went to cheer camp, and I'm like, I don't fucking remember going to cheer camp. And then she's like, my mom will remember. And I was like, okay. And then she's like, no, Vanessa didn't go. I'm like,
she thought you did. She like me thought you did. And she was like, no, she's right. She didn't go. It was somebody else.
I think I would know if I went to a week-long cheer camp.
I don't think it was a week. I think it was like
I think I would remember
like weekend,
that.
Yeah.
That's a big event. I remember going to like the retreats that we had
could
to go to.
Could have blocked it out.
Who knows?
Yeah, it could have been bad.
No, it wasn't. It was super fun.
Yeah, I remember I wanted to go. It was a big fight with my mom. I wanted to go. She wouldn't let me go.
Oh, that's the worst.
God damn it. Moms are the worst. Okay.
Can we let Oni answer?
Yes, please. Hi, Oni.
Hi, my name is Oni.
I think we should do it too.
Yes. That is not your cue to jump on top of me, dog.
Ladies being lady.
No, I guess you do mourn somewhat, I guess in a metaphorical way, the loss of that person. But no, I mean, it's for me, it's just a new thing that is now part of his life.
Interesting. Like, this whole topic is really interesting to me.
Yeah, so the only thing that I struggle with is and I've talked to my younger daughter about this because they're very close, and so she has inside information about him and all that.
Siblings would.
Right. Also, she's closer to a generation that is much more understanding of this and progressive about, and they're much more in contact with people who are openly that. So seek the youth out for that information. So I asked her.
Well, I don't want to ask the youth because I'm not the youth. Like, right. I would need to speak to the parent.
I talk to the youth. I asked my younger daughter, And most answers are, if you say something that's out of line, just be cool with it when you get the explanation. Yeah. If you said not something that's out of line, but if you said a story in the wrong way, or if you made the wrong pronoun, or if you used the wrong name, and you get called out on it, just, okay, sorry. And then just understand.
This reminds me so much, Vanessa, of the Key and Peele episode that Jeff...
The gay wedding.
You ever watch Key and Peele?
I did, but I don't remember the gay wedding.
It's basically one of their family members is getting married.
And he's gay.
So they've assembled
the entire family. Yeah. And then they brought in an outside gay to explain...
And they're like, when is it that we sing wedding. The gay hymnals? And they're like, there is no... Okay, they're just
so he's like, so we're not singing Raining Men, like
we'll show it to you later.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
So I don't want to speak for your son, but I know in the case of one of the person that I'm close to that is transgender, she's a former coworker of mine. So I spent every day for like 2 years with her. And I know in the case of with her and her mother. So I know that the in that case when like they would tell stories or like she would tell me all the time, oh, when I was a boy or whatever. So I know in like in her case, like she acknowledges like the, I guess the time period from when she was a boy and then from like right. I guess post transition and like pre transition. Or like pre
how long has she
pre coming out
since she came out?
So she did this she did the like a similar thing to your son where she was living as a gay male for right. a long time, like in high from high school basically, living as a gay male and then like about 18, like I guess once I guess a lot of people do it like once they're an adult and like,
right because they wouldn't need parental afraid of, but they also wouldn't need parental
permission.
Yeah, you wouldn't need a signature like
well
from your mom,
right? Basically, she so then she lived pre-op. From 18 to I think she did the surgery in June at 22, and then now she is post-op.
Wow.
So. Yeah, I mean it's just something new. Mm. Yeah, I'm on a learning curve as much as everybody else is. Well, so.
I mean,
yeah, I'm no, and I do get approached all the time, like. By other people trying to find some expert advice from me. I'm like, I Google just as much as you do. Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
the Google machine is the expert.
It is. It knows a lot. So, yeah, I was, because I went through the whole thing that people go through, where is this a psychological thing? Is it actually an identity towards sex? Is it something that a doctor should have the authority to correct or change? Do we call it change or correct? Are we correcting something that was off? All of the questions that everybody has, I had them too. So.
Wow.
Let me read that.
Are you texting Eric?
I was texting Eric because Neri knows his kids.
Wow.
That is true. God damn it. That's funny. He remembers that joke. I didn't remember it. Neri knows more of my material than I know of my material.
Neri's mind is like a steel trap.
It's a filter.
It's fucking awful. Yeah. I hate it. Can't get away with anything.
Is it?
What is hitting the table?
Your dog.
Yeah, oh. The tail of your dog.
Fucking
yeah.
Asshole.
Is it like here's the funny like the thing about it like not even okay your daughter transitioned male. Okay, cool.
Right.
How the hell like again, I'm still in the same thing. Hi. I would mess up so much the name.
Well, because you go 20 plus years calling them the opposite, and now there's a new name, there's a new pronoun, and it's just instinctual to be like, Sophie is my daughter. She wants, she said, she did.
Right.
And it's Sophie's only six, and it's already ingrained in me, but it's been 6 years of me saying she, or her, or whatever, and I get it. It's hard. Like, that would be hard for anybody. Yeah. It's hard for me, and I've never met his kids, and it's hard for me. Well, I know. Up until 20 minutes ago, only had two daughters. So.
Yeah, it's funny because when you mentioned it earlier at here,
yeah,
you're like, oh, that's right, you have two daughters. And I was like, in my head, I was like,
no, I asked him like, how are the girls?
Yeah, and in my head, I was like, shit, I'm gonna wait for the podcast.
I'm gonna wait to blow this bitch's mind on the podcast.
Boom, drop. My name is Oni. Everybody drink.
Need more alcohol. So, like, the reason I was saying about the
Something
name
is hitting the table. She's not hitting the table.
I don't know.
Can I just say those are the wildest pants I've ever seen?
They're LuLaRoe.
Leggings.
Thank you.
Those are awesome.
He's not going to buy LuLaRoe.
I know he's not going to buy LuLaRoe. He has a daughter. Maybe she wants LuLaRoe.
Oh. Sammy, text me. If you want whatever that she said.
But like, I think the reason I was bringing up the name thing is because I think it, like, and here's the, I don't know if it's the pop, the not popular, I don't even know what you would say is the, I think, and I get it. I completely understand you want to assist this person in, like, it's a family member, it's a friend, as much as possible. But I think a lot of pressure is put on the parent, the friend, the outside person. Because, okay, I get it. You've been dealing with this for internally for a while. You know what you're identifying with. And you know
I've read that from people who are transgender. Like, I've been dealing with it since I was six. Like, since I was six, I knew that I was...
And then they expect...
As me, I knew I was a boy. Like, you... okay, for, and now you're 30, you had all these years, you had 24 years to be like, yeah, no, I'm a boy. So, but if you tell me tomorrow, if I were to tell you tomorrow I'm a boy, you would be like, okay, and you would still talk about me as a girl. Like, it's
not fair.
Me I think forever
that,
as a yeah, girl.
I think that what I was trying to, and like what I'm trying to get at is that it's really like a lot of pressure put on the family and on the friends and everybody to get it right from the beginning.
Because you don't want to offend somebody.
Yeah, but it is a lot of pressure that sure, needs absolutely. To be like...
But here's the thing with that, and this is how I approached it. No matter what it is you think that the pressure you're going to feel or the things that you're going through...
Right, it's worse for them.
It is 100%. Nothing compared to what the person is dealing with. Yeah. So if you can ease whatever it is that they're going through by just going he, she, or Chris... just fucking do it.
I feel
the whole situation easier.
I feel like
easier.
That's where that pressure comes from. Like, you're trying to make it easier for
the person who's
transitioning. Yeah. So you feel pressured trying to make it easier
for them. Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. It's going to be an individually... Or on an individual basis. Some people will be like, hey, you said fucking this instead of this. I'm still, you know, make it light of it. Might be more humorous, but some people might be a little more stern about... You know, hey, make sure you say he and, you know, use the right pronouns, etc. So, but the whole, it's all still new. So everybody's experiencing it either for the first time or in some way it's involved in your life. And even if it's just on social media, you're reading shit. I mean, just, you know, we'll get there. We always do. You know, I remember celebrating fucking legalized gay marriage in New York. We were in the streets. Me and my youngest daughter were in the streets at the parade.
I remember those pictures.
You remember them? Pictures. Yeah. We were at the parade fucking celebrating gay marriage. So we'll get to, you know, understanding transgender better eventually.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. For them. For people who are struggling with that, I hope we do.
Yeah. And if you're a family member, just make it cool. The best thing about what my, at least... I hope from what my son's experience is that is he's in an environment where it's 100% supported. Yeah.
Good.
So
good. I'm glad.
And then the way that everything, and that's it. We don't do too much.
We try to stay away from negativity. Is that where you're going?
Yeah.
We try to stay away from like sad, heavy.
No, and not
topics.
Even that. Just like political.
Yeah. Political shit.
Yeah. So like the way.
Divisive stuff.
Yeah.
So like, no,
we just like to laugh
at each
other.
Yeah. No, I'm saying like the way that the best thing we could do is support each other because God knows that.
Yeah.
Everything else is kind of scary.
It's always weird when I'm always surprised when I'm like, fuck, that topic actually took a political side.
Oh, everything takes a
political
side.
It's so fucking weird when you're like, how are we? It's about the Papa John's owner. How are we split? Who gives a fuck?
No, what drives me nuts is that if it's a random person, and this is like the most, I think I can do this without getting too topical. If
we have a buzzer if you do.
Yeah, sure, go for it. Just give me more alcohol.
My name is Oni.
Like, if it's, let's say, a Hollywood bigwig.
Right.
And they're accused of something.
Yep, Harvey Weinstein.
You're a dick. You did this, you're that, it's done. That's all that it's about. It's about what you did and the people that you affected.
Mm.
And if it's a politician that did it, or that does something, say, oh, well, this is the Democratic Party backlash.
It's their fault.
The Democrats are just bringing up all these issues. They're bringing up all this stuff to just affect their campaign. No. Can't we just agree that he's a douchebag?
Yeah.
Like, why does it have to become political?
Right.
Why is it that... But and it only happens... It's all based on the person that the news is coming out about.
Yeah.
Like, that's one of the things that I just don't get. And that's what I said. I'm not going to get political on it, but it infuriates me because I see
that... Well, it's infuriating.
Yeah, because I see that, okay, the reaction to the whole Hollywood, like, blow-up right now.
Right.
It hasn't been...
It hasn't been reciprocal on both sides.
No, and it hasn't been like, oh, this is like a masterminded plan to ruin this person's career. No, it's just, this is the information that's coming out. Here is the information that we have. You can either believe it or, you know,
believe the spin.
Take your whatever,
Or be dumb. and be closed-minded. But then if it's a political person, anyone involved in that, like, DC world... oh, this is all a conspiracy.
Well, because you have that.
Yeah, you have you that have power the ability to, say, to that.
Say that. You can always blame somebody else. You can always blame the other party for trying to fuck with it. Yeah. When it comes to the Hollywood people, they're just all fucked.
House of Cards, Hollywood ruined House of Cards too. So fuck.
They try to. They can't fire him.
What?
But I thought she was gonna take over.
No, well, I don't know, but Kevin Spacey's not out yet.
Of course he's out.
Is he?
He's out, and she's taking over.
100%?
I think so.
I thought it came up that the contract, the way it reads, and the way everything is said, they can't just fucking get rid of him.
They're probably going to have to pay him off.
Yeah, they'll probably just pay out his contract.
Oh.
Netflix can afford it.
I have more questions about Chris.
All right, good.
Sorry.
I'm also, all right, cool.
Can I? Do you mind?
No, 100%, I don't mind.
Okay. Does he want to have, like...
Ooh, I mind. Mind's question.
No, okay. Say, actually physically transition, like surgery and all that stuff?
I'm not sure. I haven't... he's on...
Oni, what are you good for?
He's on... My name is Oni.
That was coming and I was waiting for it.
Seriously, can we call him?
No.
Boundaries, Vanessa.
I know, but Oni doesn't have the answers to my questions.
I believe he wants to, according to...
Facebook?
My youngest daughter, who gives me all the information. No, I believe he wants to, but
so
at the moment, it's just...
Don't listen to this, because then you're going to stop telling your sister shit.
Yeah. At the moment, he's taking hormones, so I assume yes.
And how long has he been with his girlfriend?
They've been together for longer than I've ever held a relationship, so
well, there congratulations. You
go. Yeah, like maybe 3 years now.
Nice.
It's been a while, maybe 2 to 3 years.
Okay, so he came out 2 years ago, so she was with...
They were
together before he came out?
If I have my timelines right, yeah. Okay. She was with him while... Before he came out...
To you.
To all of us.
Yeah, all right. I don't mean to make you privately feel bad, but he may have been out
to absolutely.
Other people before he was out to you.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. Especially me as the dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think mom knew before me.
And not to use a label, so like there's a possibility that...
Not to use a label, but I'm going to use a label.
Yeah, so there's a possibility that the girlfriend was in a lesbian relationship.
Yes.
And now she's in a... Straight relationship? Is it considered a straight relationship?
There are some gray areas there.
It is. I mean,
straight in like air quotes?
Very air quoted.
It's air quotey in the sense that like...
Straight with an eight.
Can I use your atypical word? I love that word.
Atypical?
Atypical.
Since Chris is still pre-op, it's like
still
biologically... So
it's a gray area.
I don't
now
think that like Oni wants to talk about his son's sex life either.
No, I don't really care.
Oni's very progressive.
Yeah, I don't really care.
And Vanessa, instead of saying normal, a lot of times
I say
atypical.
I'll say neurotypical.
Neurotypical.
When I'm talking about like brain wise,
because
I don't like the R word at all. Like I will call you out on your R word, so don't use it.
What is the R word?
I'm not saying.
Oh,
like I'm not gonna say it.
So instead of saying, like,
yeah.
Instead of saying, like, that's if weird. A person is
sometimes
like
you.
Quote unquote normal.
I almost said it earlier, but I didn't say it. She was gonna yell.
Right. I don't like calling kids with brain issues abnormal because what is normal?
She's like,
I say neurotypical.
Okay, very good. I like that.
Or non-neurotypical.
Non-neurotypical.
She loves the, again, thanks to my mommy groups, I know lots of words.
Very, very good. That's I like that approach to it. Neurotypical, non-neurotypical.
But to answer your question, since Chris is transgender and is taking hormones, it's technically a straight relationship, although...
Yeah, because he's a he and she's a she.
Yeah, exactly. But since he is pre-op, the parts are still there.
Biologically.
Right. Biologically, all the parts are there. So, yeah. If I'm not mistaken, all the parts will eventually not be there. Yeah, so... And here's
because
the
foxes, biologically, are savage. Sorry. We've been watching Zootopia this week.
I was going to say, I was like, where did this get in from? So...
Funny, I actually use you and Nary to find out all the cool kids movies that I should watch on my own.
You should watch Coco. Coco's amazing.
Yeah, I hear Coco's fucking
Coco's
amazing.
Coco's amazing.
I tried to watch it and then it came out of the theater and but then I was happy because that meant I didn't have to cry.
I bawled hysterically.
Really?
I watched it twice.
I hate the I know, man. I was upset. Up made me sad the moment it started. I was like, fucking, what are you doing to me?
Okay, this is worse than
I don't
than
need to
up.
Be in this.
I am going to because
kids don't understand that emotion of old and
Sophie
dying.
Sophie cried.
Really?
At Coco. She cried.
What is the... why is she crying?
Do you guys mind if I spoil it?
Spoiler alert.
You saw it. Do you mind if I spoil it?
No, because I'm not going to watch it because I don't want to cry. I know exactly what it is.
You need to watch
my
it.
My nephew...
He spoiled it for you?
My brother... cried.
Your brother's
take
hot.
That into a moment.
Your brother's hot. Yeah, so he was crying.
It was crying at Coco.
He stole my heart.
And then my nephew at the end of Coco.
Did your programming freeze?
Hold on, because we need to talk about. Well, maybe before we continue. So last week was Nathan's birthday party.
By the way, she's a robot, which is why we say her programming.
Last weekend was Nathan's birthday.
She has no feelings.
Last weekend's feelings make me weak. Feelings make everybody weak.
What the fuck is hitting the table?
Nothing is hitting the table. I hear it.
No, I'm not. There's like a tapping in my head.
She's out of her mind.
It's her turn.
Is it your
turn? It's your turn to have Mersa.
Is it your turn to get an MRI?
You know what it is? It's fucking that handle. It's you.
No, it's not. Yes, I'm not hitting the table.
Oh, okay. Because I thought you just leaned back and I heard it.
Lean back.
I think it's you.
Is it you?
No.
Every now and then I do this. Is that?
No, that's no. not. I keep it.
I have not touched the table.
It's you and the fucking arm.
Every time under the table, I hit the table.
I pulled away and I was still hearing it. It's
super interesting podcast.
You're going to fucking hear it because I'm hearing it in the headphones, so you're going to hear it when it's played. So fuck all of you.
Yeah.
Listeners.
Guys, if you can hear this, please tweet at us. Tell us. If we'll create a poll. Is Vanessa crazy or not?
I mean, chances are the answer is yes, but that's neither.
Or is it Vanessa's turn to have an MRI?
I think it's my turn to have an MRI, guys.
Yeah, all of us, we both have brain MRIs.
Recently, like within the last month, they both had MRIs.
For reals?
Yeah. I have FOMO.
What the fuck is that?
Fear of missing out. Is that how old you are that you don't know
how that is how old he is? We had to explain 100 to Christy. So really explaining FOMO to him.
Yeah, I know 100.
Like in the context of 100.
He's cool. He has a transgender kid.
Yeah. If it comes to like texting and shit like that, I'm on board.
Okay. Well, because he has teenage kids. Like, of course he knows all that.
Exactly.
All
the same.
Plus, I date very young women.
Don't be aware of this, so it's fine.
Do you know what a fuckboy is?
Yes.
Are you a fuckboy?
I've been called that, but I don't know.
Oh, okay. Are you a fuckboy?
Maybe.
Are you a fuckboy with Oni Perez?
These are the words that
I've been
I was taught.
Relationships.
These are the words that I've been had to be taught.
Well, yeah. I have the title. Hi, my name is Oni.
Hi, my name is Oni.
Like, are you a fuckboy with Oni Perez?
That's a good one, too.
Oh, but you don't like cursing in the title.
I don't.
Because you're stupid.
Fuck you.
Man.
Jesus.
Man, this podcast got real, you guys.
Choke on it, bitch.
Yeah. That should be the name of the podcast.
Choke on it, bitch.
That's actually a really good name for a podcast.
That should be our podcast with Q.
Oh my God. I need to write it down.
Q!
Are you listening, Q?
I hope you're listening.
Choke on it, bitch.
Choke on it, bitch.
Nice. Well, we can't choke on it. It has to be choke on it because we can't use bitch.
No, I'll use bitch. Bitch is okay. Fuck is the one that kind of bothers me.
No, but I mean, like,
as a
podcast.
Oh, yeah. The podcast title, Choke on It, is a good one.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm going to search and make sure it doesn't exist. Nobody take it.
It's trademarked already. We called it.
TM'd.
Dibs.
You cannot go back on dibs. Do not break the rules of dibs. I'm searching.
Was there a question asked to me?
I asked you if you were a fuckboy.
Oh.
No, but that was not the one that we were talking about.
Yes,
I feel like I know the answer to this question, but I'm not gonna throw you under the bus.
I feel like you are. I'm gonna call you out.
That's exactly what I'm going for.
Oh, but you're purposely trying to be a fuckboy?
If I'm taking it on the absolute literal sense, like a person that you fuck and that's all cool. And like no more attachments to things, then yes, I would absolutely love to be.
No, that's not. So no, I don't think you understand what a fuckboy is. Then.
I might not then.
No, because
if you're doing it like
no
a propósito, then
no. But I don't like to be heavily attached.
No, that's fine. Because if you're going into it like already, like going in, that's the attitude you're going in from the get go. Then that's not a fuckboy.
No,
a fuckboy is the one that like leads you on.
No, and a fuckboy is like
a douchebag.
A douchebag.
Really? It's a negative?
Yes. see, I had to.
My name is Oni.
He's learning things too.
Yeah, it was like it's basically like that guy that like would call a girl mommy.
There's other things involved too.
That made my skin crawl, Christy.
But it's there's other, but like you're basically like you're leading her on, and you're like. But you're also
okay,
involved with six other chicks.
Given all this information, What do you mean by I know the answer to that question?
Because I feel like you're a dirtbag, but I
love no, you. I'm not.
Nice.
No, I'm not. I may have been in the early years, but
I think maybe when I was your friend.
Like if you don't want to be when attached to anybody, if you don't want to be like deeply attached to anybody, you just want to kind of want to casually date. That's fine, but as long as you're going into
upfront with it,
and you're like going into these like casual relationships,
I think she knows
that they're casual relationships. That's cool. If you're going into casual relationships on the DL and you're just gonna like, well, let's see what
happens. She can buy me,
and let's see how much time I can buy myself. In this until I decide to get over it, that's a fuck boy.
Oh, okay. No, I mean, I guess maybe in my earlier years when you knew me, yeah,
when
I was a piece of shit.
Husband.
Yeah, when I was
How many work husbands do you have?
Well, this
do
was
you have
my
brother husbands. Is that
no,
your brother husband?
I have a work husband at every job. So there was the pharmacy one. I miss him. And I'm friends with all my other work husbands.
There is a choke on it.
Yeah, her actual husband was my work husband. Then my friend Diana's actual husband was also my work husband. Nary, we worked together and he was my actual husband.
Actual husband at work.
Mm-hmm. But he wasn't my work husband at work.
No, he has another work wife.
He has a work wife, which is, she looks a lot like me.
A little bit.
Mm.
Same hair, same skin tone. But I love her, so.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. This took a weird turn. All right, hang on.
No,
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah, you know what?
Are you leaving?
What is wrong with this world?
What? Oh, all the emails?
Yeah, it's okay.
We're back, by the way.
How do
you go to the bathroom?
How do people live?
I think it was that too, because the moment you moved it stopped.
How do people live like
this?
It doesn't bother me.
Stephanie is freaking out at the number of emails.
Oh no, that's insane. That's a horrible.
Because it don't bother me.
Let me just show you. Look, zero.
Please look at
not a fucking. Just my apps. That's driving me crazy. My draft is
updated.
It's on 9. That's fucking insane. But all zero.
I have my phone.
Look, my Starbucks reward. That's the one.
Just the one. That's a normal person.
Because they don't bother me.
Because they're fucking lunatics. Like, I don't know.
What kind of psycho serial killers am I fucking spending my time with?
Let's smash their phones.
You love us.
Let's smash their phones.
I just got this one.
What? Is that the 8?
Yeah. The 8 plus.
Of course. You and Nary always.
Well, we just switched to T-Mobile.
Oh, okay.
No. It's Nary, and then I get the benefits of Nary being Nary.
What kind of fucking sociopaths?
Horrible.
I love that it bothers you.
What is this?
I know.
It's like American Psycho up in this fucking house.
So I may have been a fuckboy when I was young.
Are you upfront about the fact that you just want a casual relationship?
Yeah. No, well, I go out with women who it's almost like unspoken. I'm on Bumble, but I'm dating somebody now.
Okay.
You are
casually?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
We're exclusive. Yeah, I'm exclusive. I don't need to be just casual and non-exclusive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why have you both left?
Yeah.
Why am I? Okay, I'm in.
It's just us, man.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I can handle it. I can carry this podcast by myself.
Goddamn right we can. So, yeah, I don't.
I left you with a serial killer. You're fine.
Yeah.
No, you're the serial killer. You have 8,000 fucking emails.
I know.
Actually, it's almost 11,000, so.
I don't know.
11,000 emails.
How do you. Dude.
They're all junk. No one emails me.
Take a fucking weekend and go through it. Cojones.
11,000. Like, I'm getting goosebumps. 11,000.
Okay, here's the thing. I check my emails every day.
I look for the important
minute.
Stuff and then I move on.
I do too.
I just don't bother to delete them.
Of course.
I just don't bother to delete them. I'm just getting anxiety. Like, sit there.
I'm getting anxiety.
And then, well, my husband.
Not, that doesn't help me. I'm not.
Well, you're clearly not using it correctly.
Well, my my husband actually like will randomly walk by my phone and update my apps because it frustrates him that I'm at like 30 or 40 like app updates.
Oh, no. Yeah. App updates. I'm at 9 right now and I'm having a panic attack. But my parents don't have Wi-Fi in their house. So, man, binga. Oh, you do? All right, so I'll set it up. Yeah, of course.
I'll do it for you now.
So, I mean, again, younger years, bad. Now I'm cool. Different approach to life these days, you guys.
Well.
Yeah. Women, yeah. I was an asshole then, and I admit it, Vanessa.
I know.
All right.
You can't deny it. I've heard stories. That you have told me, so it's not even like,
I've heard stories
it's not
as
even
you
like
told them
secondhand
to me.
Stories. It's like straight from the source stories.
True.
So I know.
Yeah, but that was
an
ego thing.
I got rid
thing.
Of my you... one notification because it was bothering me.
Good. Good. I want to update my. She's going to do it now.
I'm doing it for you. Don't worry.
Yeah. So, but now, it's a much easier existence to not be a piece of shit.
I mean, okay, that's a
good.
Pretty decent philosophy.
But yeah,
right?
I found out what fuckboy was because it's a new terminology, and I was like, but
I love teaching her slang.
So,
it's really fun.
It's funny like because you guys said, I still didn't get it, so I'm going to get it from you. What do you think a fuckboy is?
From what I have gathered,
yes.
A fuckboy is like that. Okay, I'm going to give you our definition of it that will translate into modern time.
It you mean is, olden times?
Yes.
So in pilgrim days.
It is...
Ye oldie asshole.
And title.
When did you
Sorry.
Move to, out of Miami?
I moved almost 7 years ago.
Oh, so we're good. Okay, so
See,
the guy...
Jerry said I wasn't funny. I'm fucking I'm a riot.
You're hysterical.
Fucking
when
hilarious.
What
You're
was
hysterical
that?
When I'm drunk, so it's
Ye
fine.
Old asshole? That's great.
Ye old asshole.
Ye old asshole. Thanks. Love you too, bitch.
Bro, you keep coming here. So, like, nobody's forcing you to
yeah.
come
No, the best part
so
about
you like it.
No, here's the best part about it.
Masoquista.
So, no.
Exactly.
La mejor parte. The best part is that it was on Friendsgiving.
Oh, Friendsgiving.
So... Mm. One of our other friends says that like, she says
I
would
roll on friends.
One of our friends like starts defending me, and I get upset, and I'm like, "No, you leave Stephanie."
Yes. I was like, "She's making fun of you, and you're still defending
I'm
her."
Like, but she was like, "She's like, but let her do." It. She's like, "She's fine. Leave her alone.
Like, she's having fun." Like,
I think I was the one that told you, like, "Why
it was
you
and Missy?"
Yeah. Well, it's me. When me and Missy get together, we're really mean to Stefan. I'm sorry for that.
But it was like, I think it was you, Missy. One maybe Sylvia.
Oh, you would love
no,
Missy.
It wasn't
by the
Sylvia,
way,
it was Fanny.
Fanny,
you would love
like,
her.
Yeah,
you yeah. Really, that
the
was
shit.
The best. And I was like, no, but you leave her alone. She's fine.
She's like she's
Stephanie.
The only one that could talk to me this
you're
way.
Like, you're like, it's okay. It's just Stephanie. It's just Stephanie being Stephanie.
It doesn't bother me. But
well, I'm glad it doesn't bother you because it's clearly not stopping.
Oh, I'm fine with it. This
you laugh at it. You think it's funny.
I think some of them are really good.
They are.
I have a wine out of it.
The speakeasy was my favorite.
On purpose.
It was just kind of like
Christy, which is the one that I said that the song was played at your prom. I don't remember. And
I don't remember them all. There's a lot of gold out there.
That's how many there are.
There's a lot of gold. Exactly. There's a lot of gold out there. I don't remember these things.
Not only is it old, it's a lady brain.
It's a lady brain and it's an old lady brain. So forget it. Like my lady brain can't handle that much like complex shit.
There's too much information.
I think I have a lady brain. I like it real easy.
No, lovely. Then you're not. Then you don't
no,
have.
No, it's got to be complex.
It's complete
it's gotta
opposite.
Be.
A lady
Why are you
brain
guys
means-
so complex?
We're just fucked. Up.
I have three ladies in front of me. I'm gonna
okay,
ask some
sure,
questions
yeah.
soon. But let me hear
not
your.
Soon. So not yet, well,
I have
wait,
some.
I gotta give him a fuckboy definition.
A lot of questions.
Oh, okay.
A fuckboy definition.
What is a vagina?
I'm gonna throw you by.
Listen, Google has all the answers.
You have two children.
Yeah.
You found it twice.
That's true. You're right.
You've been there.
You've been there at least twice.
Guys, I prayed and that happened.
Did someone come and visit you in a dream?
Yes. Many
just,
nights.
They just arrived on your doorstep.
Yeah.
It We're was not sure sword. If anybody came, but they did something.
Did them.
We really need a, like...
You gotta have
I'm
it.
Not pulling out the soundboard. That's not happening.
We don't have an intern, and I I've been asking for an intern for a year.
You got kids. How are one of your kids not an intern?
As soon as Sophie can learn how to, like, code and shit, sure.
I'm pretty sure we could get, like, an FIU student.
We can.
I've told you what we need to do.
We can make this happen.
It's really easy.
What? Do it, Stephanie. You know how to do it.
I've told Mary. All we need to do is make the... Make Geek Bro an LLC. We have to be an official registered LLC.
That means Neri has to do work.
There's probably some kid.
It costs $143. Listen, there's some
amazing, sweet, geeky virgin out there that has
Oh, that's who we have to hire. We cannot hire anybody like normal.
It's gotta be a dude that hasn't seen boobs. Gotta be.
So that we can be gotta like, he's no because of this?
Yeah, just, a lot of cleavage shit.
So we just have Stephanie.
Yes, of course I'll do it. Of
just stand up straight, Stephanie.
Listen, we need all these podcasts edited in the next hour.
Yeah.
Done.
You don't even have to come here. You can just work from home.
Yeah, I'll just Dropbox.
Please I'm sure that you, whatever setup you've got at home, the word is come much a lot. Better. Yeah. I'm sure whatever.
You don't have to come here. Come here if you want, but if you don't
I'm
come,
I'm sure whatever setup
fine.
You've got at home is much better than whatever we got here, so. You know,
but okay. Yes. So my
funk boy,
I'm gonna throw it back to you. Okay, so basically, my idea in my head when I think of a fuck boy is that guy,
yeah,
that knew the promoter.
Okay,
that is a definition of fuck.
Javier. No, I'm keeping going. We're going
the definition,
but it's getting there. That guy that knows the promoter.
Okay.
Has 15 girls waiting to get in for him.
Yeah.
Because he's that guy.
Okay.
And
I've never been that.
Where's a double polo?
Oh, double polo guy. Is there an inside?
With a pop collar.
What?
With a kid. At least one time.
He's done it a few times.
With a pop collar. You know that guy from back in the day?
Yeah.
The one that you were like, oh, that guy's just a fucking douchebag.
Yeah, EY.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, sure. Remember when the...
I love Dave. I still question the fact that he fucking did that.
He did. I don't know why I don't have any pictures of it, but...
Did he do like pink and black?
No.
No, it had to be like pink and baby blue.
No, because black, the only black polo shirts back in those days were Lacoste polo shirts, and Lacoste polo shirts were $85. I don't know what they are now, but back
then...
They're
probably still $85.
Back then they were $85. They may be $95 now.
Like, there was...
But we only shopped at like Hollister and Abercrombie, and I asked why they didn't make black. And they said because black is a formal color, and they were like a casual only.
Like, I remember it got to the point.
They were the fuckboys of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That was like fuckboy wardrobe 101 was Hollister. Like back in the
Was the time that we were like in high school, college, and that's what everybody was wearing.
So that guy then.
2004. Yes.
Either that has not grown out of it,
blame the OC,
or the equivalent of him today, which I guess
they're on sale. What the fuck these kids wear? This
deep V,
$89. I don't know.
$69.
You don't say, I don't know what they were.
My nieces confuse the fuck out of me because I have two nieces, a 14-year-old and a 16-year-old, and every day that I talk to them, I hate life more and more.
Oh.
Because there was a
you
boy.
You realize how dumb you are, too. Very fucking smart.
Yeah. But then, like, my niece had, like, this picture of this boy, and she was like, oh, yeah, he likes me. And she shows me a picture of his Instagram, and he's, like, shirtless in five of the pictures. And I go, you stay away from that fucking.
Yeah.
That guy. He's a fucking douchebag. And she's like, no, but they all have that. I'm like,
ugh. They all have that.
But they're all douchebags, is what you don't understand.
Well, the thing is, it's not that. It's that they gave them social media. They don't know what to do with it. So it's a place to promote you. And you're going to let a child
run through
that?
They're all idiots, though.
Yeah. My nieces, we talked about this in a prior episode.
My
nieces told me they have... The thing now is that they have two accounts. One for their family and one for the other people.
Oh, I can see that.
And I'm like, because...
But I don't blame them. I would too.
I would too.
I would too.
Yeah, of course.
Which, and also apparently, according to Q, because I read it on her status, I think it was the other day, that Facebook is for old people.
Yeah.
And Instagram.
They don't really use Facebook.
Yeah. And Snapchat is for fetuses.
So. Well, my friend just like weird. Allowed her, it like, I weird. Think 13 year old daughter. I think, I don't know how
I had to delete Snapchat.
She just allowed her to
to snap?
To actually download the app onto Ooh. Her phone for the first time.
Snap is dangerous.
It is.
You can go naked for 30 seconds.
I had to delete it.
Oh my God, did I tell you guys? I forgot. And I deleted it because I was scared.
Someone slid into your DMs?
No. Yes, in a way. Somebody sent a dick pic to the mama's page.
What? Really? Did you take a screenshot?
Yeah, why not? I was so scared.
Why?
This is crazy.
Oh. It is crazy. I was so scared. And it wasn't a dick pic. It was like the V pic.
Oh.
Oh, but Vs are nice though.
They are nice.
But it was why the fuck are you sending this to mama's and
who cares?
Why didn't you take a screenshot?
Why didn't you share it with me? This is brand new information and I am not
happy.
Yeah,
I'm gonna tell you guys, this really scared me.
Wait, dick pics bad, V pics good?
No, yes. None of it is good. None of it is good.
Yes.
Hashtag
yes, dick pics bad and V pics good.
Okay.
Yes. Leave a little bit to the imagination.
Yeah. I've never sent a dick pic.
Well, I've said this before and I'll say it 100 times. Penises are not actually good looking.
At all.
Like, no, I agree.
Not a good 100%. Looking organ. Yeah. The V, though.
Sure.
It's very pretty.
That's very sexy.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
very, very pretty.
I'm down for the V.
Right, because V is sort of like, oh, still fantasy sort of, but penis is like, we're down to business.
And it's,
business
like, yeah, it's like a suggestion. Yeah, and right, the penis is like shoving
it's
it in your
it's
face.
It's very aggressive. It's a very aggressive organ. Yeah.
I've been curious of the dick pic because I've had a few.
You've never she gets
sent,
them.
I got two.
I've never sent one.
You got half an hour ago. Yeah.
Damn it. You didn't announce it.
No, I didn't. We were talking. I didn't want to.
That's them. How does it just, what do you mean you got, how does how do they
the
find
husband,
their, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, husband. Yeah, no, it's for, yeah, for funny, it's fun.
For funny. It's not even sexy anymore. It's your yeah. husband, so it's funny.
I actually did send it to a girlfriend once. She was like, hey, did this letter come? And I was like, she was like, what did it say? So I took a picture of what it said, but then like it, then you can see it.
You did this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly. I made the little
the little
funny.
Hole.
But as
it's
a real?
It's an asshole?
What is it?
Yeah,
called?
What is that circle with the OK with a, sign? It's the OK sign
young
you're
person,
saying. Yeah.
No, no, this is old. This isn't young.
It's actually
this
quite
old.
But
it's coming around.
It's coming around now. It's on WorldStar.
Yeah. Oh, it is?
It is on WorldStar. Yeah.
Like every other fight in Miami.
Yeah, it's the OK sign. Yeah, of course.
The Chuck E. Cheese fight is
yeah, that one's
Miami.
The worst.
Is
that
on
is
World
the
Star?
Fucking worst.
Well, Jeff,
of course it's on World Star. It's in the middle of a fucking Chuck E. Cheese.
Well, Jeff still stands at like the first time he watched
no
it.
No idea what the hell you guys
the
are
the Chuck E. Cheese Kendall
the,
fucking mom.
It was
going
like
on.
The first thing. The first
World
like,
Star is basically stupid shit.
You don't know what World
it's
Star
also
is.
Kind of funny.
No,
it's also
kind of
pretty
funny.
Cool.
I like when they ask people questions.
Yeah.
And they have no idea what the, like they're just like
yeah. Jeff also said that when he saw that video, he was just waiting for somebody in the background to scream "World Star."
Me too. I remember I was like, "The World Star is coming, right?" Like somebody's just gonna be like, "World Star."
Basically, World Star is it's this website, and they post videos. Of,
yeah, they started with fight videos. Then
yeah,
it just became much more social media and anything kind of TMZ ish.
But, there's another one too,
but
like,
more. But it's like TMZ-ish, but for like normal people. Like,
right.
It's not like a celebrity website.
It really isn't only structured around celebrities, but it does have sometimes celebrities. But
no,
mostly
my
people
favorite is when they're on
fistfights.
South Beach.
Yeah, it's questions. Also crazy. That's mostly crazy videos about.
And it's local.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I think like one of the first World Star videos I'm watching, and I'm like, the questions on. I'm like. All of these answers, are, they sound,
that was the best sound ever.
Like they're from Miami. It's done already?
Yeah.
Jeez.
So here's my theory about the dick pics is that they work. And don't tell me they don't. Here's why.
No. It's like the naked man?
It, no. It's like why every female friend
only
I have.
The person that understood that?
I think
no,
so.
I get it. Oh, I know. I know naked man.
Every female friend I
has
have.
Has it actually been done
she's
to you?
She's just really mad about it.
What is naked man?
The
you never saw
High Mother?
What? You ever saw How I Met Your Mother?
No.
Okay. Oh, okay. So How it's I Met Your Mother, How I Met Your Mother does this thing where they come up with a lot of like dating theories.
Okay.
And one of the dating theories they came up with is this thing called, this concept called the naked man, which is.
Do you know a crazy like, hot scale?
No.
Okay.
The hot to crazy ratio, which is basically how much crazy shit a chick can get away with
guys,
based
only
on how.
Older than us.
How she is?
How hot she is?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, of course I understand it.
Okay,
as much as she wants, all of it.
He may not have seen the episode, but he totally understands the concept.
Yeah, yeah, of course I get
so
that.
So the naked man theory is basically like if you basically whether
show
or not
your
you'll
naked
get
body
laid,
to
like,
enough people.
You could just, yeah, show your naked body to enough people and someone will have sex with you.
That is okay, yeah. So every...
You basically just take your clothes off in a chick's apartment and like...
Eventually.
Hope for a good answer.
Hope for a good answer. Maybe yeah. she'll think it's funny. Maybe she'll think it's cute, it's charming or whatever.
Maybe she's bored and she's like, fuck it.
It's the Louis C.K. idea.
We don't talk about him.
Okay.
Icky.
So...
Sorry.
Every female friend I talk to says that they have gotten dick pics. And just like right. on Tinder or on Bumble, they'll talk to a guy and like a friend
my
of mine.
Shit on social media is private.
Well, yeah. No and deal. She'll be like, you know, whatever, match with the person. Hey, hello, blah, 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 couple things. And then
dick pic.
Dick pic.
Magic.
Which means that guy processed the conversation. He was
a
like, well,
bit,
okay.
Just a little bit differently.
But he was like, oh, she said hello. So I said hello back.
But there are guys that think this.
I
love the one that
people doing
your,
this that it has to have some results. It has to I have mean, some results.
Because there's always thirsty ass bitches around. Sorry. There's always like thirsty
why
girls.
Why are you sorry?
I don't
yeah,
know.
Vanessa,
I feel
sorry.
Like I shouldn't say that about other women. But...
My name is Oni.
I feel like I shouldn't say that about other women. But there are always girls that are going to. Like, I shouldn't call other girls thirsty ass bitches, but there's always
but
girls.
They are.
But there's always girls that are going
to
be like,
you
okay.
can send your hate mail to wedon'tcare@gmail.com.
But they always tell me, like, the dick is not like what they're
it's
never.
It's not like a flower.
Well, it's also that they're never impressed by whatever it is.
No.
It's never like, oh, no, holy shit.
Nothing, no dick
Look
is ever going to impress me. It's just not going to happen. No.
I agree.
Unless it's like fucking, I don't know.
It's more who's it attached to, then it can also have a thing.
Unless
but.
It's like, I don't know.
I'm not a fan of dick pics.
Yeah, I don't think that.
Jason Momoa.
Yeah, but how do you know it's Jason Momoa's dick unless
That's
you know it's attached to
That's why I said maybe.
Right.
And what if?
Like, your face has to be in the picture
but
with
what,
it.
But what on the off chance that guy's got like a fucking
you know,
micro penis?
He can't be perfect and have an amazing penis.
Exactly.
Yes,
exactly.
They can. They
yes,
can.
He can. There
Why not?
The 1%, you guys.
Yeah, there's the 1%. There's always 1%.
Like, here's the thing: is like I
or
used
even
to date
0.1%.
I used to date, not even date him. Like we just hung out a lot.
Yeah.
so you banged? That's what it was.
No, actually, we just made Cold out word. A lot. We banged, I think, once.
So you did. So you banged?
So you did bang? Maybe once.
Okay, yeah. So does it matter? You.
What's
had...
his name? Last name first.
No.
If you have his social,
he's
that works too.
Married.
Yeah. You
and
know
so
who you
am
are.
I, but like, I don't think his wife knows that we banged.
Okay, so does it matter? Did you bang while they were married? So,
family friend.
Yeah, I feel like if you banged while they
no,
were married,
no,
that's
no,
wrong.
No. Okay,
no.
So then what does it matter?
Then it's fine.
Everybody has a past.
Name, names,
but
name,
his
name.
Last name is super like. If Miami's this big.
Is it like a Perez?
No.
I'm a Perez.
At all. It's like
fan.
Super unique. Oh. So I can't even talk about this.
Thank you for stepping on
because he's like a very good friend of mine. And so like I don't want to put him on blast. Because he's still a good friend. But he would like randomly send me pictures of his penis. I'm like, I don't want this. Why are you sending me this? He's like,
it seems very intrusive.
Well, and it got to the point that it became such a thing that it
was he let you
joke.
In on the inside information?
That I know that I would be like at happy hour with my friends. Or I'd be drinking and we would start getting drunk. And I'd be like, hold on.
I gotta leave. Bye.
Nick, no. Nick, send me a picture of your penis. And I'd be like, he's like, why? I'm a shots people. He would send me pictures and I'll be like, here, look.
But how do you know it was his
penis? And I recognize it. But,
I love you.
You're welcome. But, like, he got to the point that it wasn't even about, like, oh, it's sexy.
Right.
It's funny like, at this point.
Look, I can get a boy to send me a picture of his penis. Hold on. Again, this is 15-ish years ago? 10 years ago? More.
I'm going to let you guys
Math's
in on a secret.
Hard.
You can get every boy to send you a picture of his penis.
But that's,
yeah, they have a good
you
penis.
Can get anybody.
No,
I
guess that's they have true. Google. It's fine.
Yeah, but that's only if you don't know the gentleman.
This is true.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like,
also,
I don't ask
tell.
For random boys.
It's also like, hey,
penis.
Let me see your...
Like,
your
that's a little too
you're
much.
You're clearly in your room.
We're not dumb.
Listen, like, we've discussed the fact that I knew two...
Like, we may be blonde.
I knew two micro beans.
Yeah.
They're not going to send me pictures.
Oh, I guess.
Because... I don't know if they understand, but they've got it. You've got to have some self-realization. Like, you've got to know what's going on.
Well, of course, yeah, there's porn now, so you have...
Not even. You've been in the locker room. You know that yours doesn't look like the guy next to you.
That's true.
Is that really, like...
Yeah,
do
go ahead.
Really just walk around naked?
It is like, the grossest thing in the fucking world. I mean, is... I mean,
it's
they do.
It's not something that I want.
And it's also not... I didn't want to say it was not an attractive person. It's not that I care if they're attractive or not. But
what? I was going to say, yeah, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Yay, pizza. Yeah. Or
everybody
pizza.
Got lit.
I also had, like, I've only.
Happy Friday.
I didn't
it's a Friday before Christmas, too. So anything. Extra special Friday.
I didn't eat anything until, like, 1:45
why you forgot it was Friday.
1:45 in the afternoon.
I went to dinner.
And I haven't eaten anything since.
I went to dinner before I got here. And
you're always hungry.
Seriously, she's like always hungry.
You are always hungry.
What's that cartoon that's always hungry? Is it
Hulk? He's always mad.
Well, no, that's me. I'm always mad. You're always hungry. There's a cartoon that's always hungry, and I can't remember for the life of me.
Why don't you just Google it?
Wait.
Always hungry? Who is that?
Okay, we're just going to take a pause.
The Yogi? I'm not.
Well, yeah,
pausing.
Yogi Bear.
Well, Tasmanian
always...
Devil, but yeah, Yogi's
but Yogi
also...
Bear is always hungry.
I'll go with Yogi.
Yeah.
Yogi's always hungry. Pooh is also always hungry, too.
That's true, too.
Guys, this took a weird turn.
Yeah. We're going to pause to order food.
Okay.
Make me laugh.
All right, are we pausing for real?
Yeah.
Okay,
so we can order food.
Okay, pause.
We'll be back.
Pause.
Blue Long Island
iced tea. Blue Long Island iced tea. But did you go to not Barf 609?
Did you go to those places?
Club 609, of
course. Did you go to those places that they... No, never mind. That's. Did you go to those any of those places they referenced in On Your Feet?
Yes, Casanova's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I used to go to Casanova's was, and that's the one that's Key Biscayne.
Yeah.
Like it was like I went there not only.
I actually know where you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, I went which there after my brother's wedding. That's where we all went after the wedding. Trending in like wedding dresses and suit tuxedos, like the whole nine yards. Like the wedding party went to Casanova's after my brother's wedding.
No shit.
Classy.
Yeah.
I used to, and I don't remember the name of the place, what it was called, that was like in the first floor of the Mayfair.
Yes, I remember. Oh, yes. My dad knows. Shit.
Why does your dad know?
First
I'm
floor on. Where's Mayfair?
No. It's the Oxygen the was way later.
The Oxygen was after.
Something with a P.
Guys, this is all
the
local references.
Location of the improv.
Hold on. I have to ask my dad.
Like the downstairs of the original.
Where Oxygen was.
No.
Palladium. No.
Where you're it was. I'm talking
Palladium.
About the area.
No, is that where Palladium was? Or no. Palladium was across the street?
No.
Yeah, Palladium was in
guys,
the area.
You have to have lived in Miami for this to make any fucking sense to you.
Or
Bajas?
I loved Bajas.
Yeah. I fell asleep in Bajas, though.
Of course you did.
Was it Alexander's?
Yeah.
No, Alexander's.
No, that was no. I got excited, and then it was like, no.
Hey, what was the name of the place that was
Stephanie's phoning a friend. All the fucking time talking about phoning a friend.
It's hilarious.
And she is phoning a friend.
But she's literally doing it like the show.
She's on the phone with her dad.
The club that was on the first floor of the Mayfair.
First floor of the Mayfair.
Ask mom.
It was downstairs.
You guys know.
First floor you're seeing up top?
No, that would be the
downstairs?
The first floor or downstairs in the Mayfair?
The first would be the.
Was it like
the first would be where the improv was?
No, and it was like downstairs.
Improv that I performed at? That one?
No, that was like all the way in the top.
No, you performed the
original one.
No, the one that was on the ground level.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the one upstairs.
You're talking about the one upstairs. By Bajas. When Bajas
was there. When Bajas and Martini Bar?
Yeah. And
they were connected to each other.
That fucking...
Yes.
Hey.
Or just my new best friend.
Okay. All right. All right.
So you guys were probably partying.
Okay. Bye.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Guys, this is amazing podcasting. A plus material.
You know Todd.
Of course, Todd was no. I don't know.
Chili pepper? Are you thinking chili pepper?
No, chili pepper was where oxygen was before
oxygen.
Yeah.
Chili
pepper
was oxygen.
Oxygen was the one that was underground.
Yes, underground.
It was chili pepper before
right.
Oxygen.
And when it was chili pepper, it was 10 times better than it was ever oxygen. And
absolutely.
Yeah, and I had way better like makeout sessions at chili pepper than I ever did at oxygen.
I don't know oxygen. I was a comedian, so I had.
By the time it was oxygen, like I was dealing with like stupid people, and it was still fun youth when I was at Chili Pepper.
Fun youth.
Wait, I'm about to throw. I'm about to like make you guys like feel really superior. Do you remember?
I always feel that way.
to like,
I mean,
the
it's not a stretch.
Beach was just
sitting in your car.
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
That's all you did. That's you went you to did. The Grove, you sat in your car, you drove around.
And you drove around.
And
yes, I remember doing that, sitting in the backseat of my parents' car.
Like, no, with your parents.
No, with your parents, with your friends.
With your friends.
I was like 9.
Yeah.
Well, that's crazy to me. Because I was 17 like with a boner.
Yeah, I like that's what my parents wanted to do. And that's what, you went cruising.
Morning to night.
I know.
Exactly. I remember we used to cruise the beach.
Cruising.
Yeah, we did all that shit too. We just did it in the backseat of our parents' car because our parents were the cool, missed it. Like, because that's what they wanted to
that's
do.
That's just weird.
Yeah.
Because I was there, like,
that's when you would sit in the backseat.
Yeah. We were all in the same place, just at very different ages.
Yeah, very.
Well, then there was, for us guys, the girls were walking, and then sometimes a girl would get in your car, and she would just hang out with you until you got further.
And
then get out of your car.
No, I'm sure they did.
No, because people, then you understood what it was.
Bad idea, bears.
Bad idea, bears times 1,000.
Plus, rape was different back then.
No, but like you would like the girls like I would be in the car with all my female friends.
Nothing ever weird happened.
The boys would be like in their car, and then like if you like flirted enough, if you went like 2 or 3 rounds, and
you were like next to the same car.
Wait, is this in the rollerblading era?
No, we're still cruising.
No, rollerblading. I was like in middle school.
Do you remember Hot Wheels?
Oh yeah,
I love Hot Wheels.
And then like you had the single skate, and then you had the part. Oh, it's time for the couples dance. And you're like, fuck you people. Fuck all of you. Unless, like, you were lucky and, like, that time, like, you were, like, looking at a guy and they're like, oh, do you want to do the couples
Or the couples
together?
That, like, one of them, like, skated backwards, like, fucking idiots.
Fucking idiot. But, you know, like, you would, like, at the Grove, you would go around and if, like, you liked
I remember
the guy enough
this.
Times.
I remember this.
Then you'd be like, okay, hey, let's go park by Flavor.
Oh my God, Flavor, yeah.
Yeah, like you would go park by where the I guess the library side.
Yeah.
Like the you know that library's not there anymore.
Oh, that's sad.
It's a restaurant.
Really?
The Peacock?
Yeah, Peacock Park. Yeah.
And you would park there and then you would talk to each other from your car.
Yeah.
Because I remember my friend.
Well, also the rollerblading thing was really more South Beach. People didn't really do it on the Grove.
No. You rollerbladed in Hot Wheels. Like you didn't
you don't
on
do
the
that
street.
On the street.
That's but people
dangerous.
Did it on the
it's very dangerous.
Like on the street
but
in the beach.
But the beach is different. You're expecting pedestrians on the beach. You don't expect pedestrians down Southwest Kendall.
Oh my God, do you know that my friends just 2 weeks ago, I think they went to the Grove and had their last drink at Fat Tuesdays.
Yeah. Oh no.
Wait. Really
Coco Walk is they got put out.
They're not done drinking.
No.
Oh, Fat Tuesday's closing.
That's it.
I thought this was a sad story.
Wrong. No, no. I don't trust people that don't drink.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say.
AKA Neri.
It was all...
Neri?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, Coco Walk got bought out, and it's they're completely redoing it.
Really? Yeah. They're shutting down the Fat Tuesday.
Yeah.
Where I met my ex-wife.
Yes, no, there you go.
That's a happy place.
But like, I remember like they went and they...
Where
I
met
we saw somebody we knew cheating on their...
where across...
Where
like,
me and three of my best friends went four of our best... all right.
Where
we
would like
we went one
to where you went
one
over to like where the Cheesecake Factory was in the top floor of that, which was the bar that changed every week.
Yeah.
Because
it was Marino's at one point.
Yeah, Marino's, it was Baja's, it was everything.
It was everything.
It was a Coyote Ugly.
There was a Coyote Ugly there, yes. That when it first, I think when Coco Walk, like first, when I first started going to Coco Walk, which is when I was like 8 years old, that's what it was.
Numbers.
It was Coyote Ugly. Do you want me to lie?
No.
Well, and across the street, across the thing was Howl's Moon.
Yeah.
Which that's where like I primed my life to become 21. Like I remember counting the days to go there as 20 out to be 21 because before you were 21 they would just get a fucking black Sharpie, like, but not even like thin Sharpie, like fat, like right on a board Sharpie, and just put a big X on your fucking arm and say you are unworthy and cannot get alcohol here.
Yeah.
Do you
drink water and maybe
do you know that I had friends that were I was already 21 when this place opened, but there we had friends
inside of information.
We had friends that were doing that to get into Crazy Pianos 10 years
oh my God
10 years later.
You did it at Hot at the Moon, like when it was like bumper to bumper to get
in.
Yeah,
it was
like,
cool.
Well, Crazy Pianos was like that for a while.
No, and I remember that we
Crazy
had
Pianos
that
they,
I miss Crazy Pianos.
I miss
my name is
like
Oni.
Like I remember that they had like the black was for when you were under 21, but like over 21 they would make happy faces or X's or whatever, and it was like multicolor of markers. And at one point,
fun to me.
We had a shit ton of
markers.
Can we just play with markers?
Well, and at one point, we had a shit ton of markers in our car. Somebody would go out.
You would find out what color the marker was today and then come back to the car.
So
and,
smart.
God, didn't do a bunch of cocaine?
What? I did cocaine. Wait, hold on. This might be my pizza.
Is the pizza here?
Hello?
That's quick.
It's a call from Pizza Hut.
I'm just going to go ahead and...
Yes.
There's a call from Pizza Hut.
I heard it. So.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me pass you to the homeowner.
Oh, no.
Confirm the address. Confirm the address.
The homeowner's about to confirm the address. It's gonna be bad. It's going to be bad. She doesn't really know numbers right now. It's going to struggle. Let's see.
119.
She's got the first numbers. She's got it right so far.
Southwest.
Oh, yep. She's...
Turn it back on really quick. So that means
we were
that
recording that.
I'm not going to pass it when I set the street number
because I really didn't want to put that out there.
That's smart.
But that means I gave Pizza Hut the wrong address, people.
Oh, for real?
Obviously, I gave them something wrong.
That guy was struggling.
Why would they confirm the address?
Yes,
your number is not coming up on our Google Maps.
But maybe you sent it to the wrong store. Because if it's still connecting to like the store that's closer to your address.
Oh, man.
No, I put
that
in
means
your
it's take
I put
fucking
in your,
forever.
No, I put in her address.
I don't know.
No, if it was my store, they would have already been at my house.
I don't know.
I won't. I think we're missing about the Grove. I miss the Grove.
Yeah. Grove, that was a good time. That was just like...
And the best shitty pizza ever.
Yeah. What was the name of that place?
Cazola's?
Hashtag Puerto Rico.
Well, everything is changing, you guys.
The world is changing.
Cazola's, but there was another one that pizza place
Cazola's
right
was,
in the Grove.
No, that was a New York pizza place.
The one behind
the
Johnny
New York
Rockets.
Pizza place. Yeah. That was good.
Yeah, like
the, I actually like that pizza.
I like that one because it was the size of my head.
Yes, it was enormous.
And it was probably like
delicious.
35 cents.
I don't know how much it was, but I do know that I love ricotta cheese on my pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And I like begged... Drunk begged that guy
drunk
so
begged.
Many times.
That's a fun beg.
That finally, like, one time I asked
super
him, and he's like, you.
Yo, ricotta.
I got something for you. And, like, he goes, I got ricotta cheese.
Oh, that's nice, though.
And he got me, like, a little tuppy of, like, ricotta cheese that they would give me with my pizza. It made
that's
me happy.
Good.
It did. Now I'm sad. I don't know where that man is, but he took care of me when my drunk ass wanted ricotta cheese.
The man is dead now. He's passed away.
Oh.
The story ended bad. Nah, he's doing fine. He opened up a different restaurant now.
But it was called like New York pizza or something.
Yeah, it was New York. Yeah, but it was good.
It was good pizza.
Yeah.
We can name this entire segment, If You Lived in Miami... In the 1990s. Because that's basically what we're talking about.
Sorry, guys. My name is Oni. I live in New York now.
Vanessa and Stephanie were walking around with their parents.
They were children. They were babies.
I get the eating ice cream, but were you cruising with your parents?
First of all,
they weren't. They just wanted.
They just
had
wandered
children
up and wanted to get
Grand
out of the
Street.
House. They just wandered up and down Grand, and it was just like, look at this store, and let's giggle at Condom USA that's still there.
That is exactly what we did.
Fucking Condom USA. Jesus.
Fucking Condom USA is still there, dude.
It's still there.
That's when we all agreed
that
penises are real. They're real.
See,
people have them.
Really is the only thing that survived. Everything else
sandbar. Well, no, sandbar didn't.
No,
used to
sandbar,
be sandbar
is still there, but they did close for a minute.
Can I tell you guys?
Sandbar used to be Hungry Sailor.
Sandbars was the first place I ever did stand up. Was at Sandbar.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something way worse.
So okay, but you know, stand up is good.
What did you guys think I was going to say?
I don't know.
You first.
I thought you were going to make out that was the first place you made out with somebody or something like that.
She went make out. What'd you say?
I don't know.
I was going to say cocaine.
Cocaine? That's not bad.
The first time we got high or something like that. Yeah. Something. I was something, you know, illicit.
Illicit. Yeah.
See, you could find me every Tuesday night at Sandbar White Trash Bash.
The White Trash Bash. Are they still doing that?
No, they just do penny. They do penny beers.
That's inappropriate.
White Trash Bash.
Fucking bitches.
It is not inappropriate.
Wrestling in Jello.
It is not.
That is inappropriate.
In pudding. No, Jello pudding.
Jello pudding. We had a friend of mine's girlfriend did it.
She sounds like a classy broad.
She did it. We all went to go watch. He was there, and they had just broken up. It was the craziest shit ever. Yeah.
Sounds like fun.
Oh, it was a lot of fun. She was gorgeous.
How many people I made out with in that hallway between Sambar and the, fancy Italian restaurant?
I'm going to go with 7.
At least.
I was going to say, shoot that number up, bro. Really?
25.
Like that was like the worst area ever because it was like the perfect makeout area because you left the bar that you were in, the Sambar, to like a little alleyway. But your alleyway led into like a fancy Italian restaurant where there was like
really, I'm actually exactly. super nice.
I might be aging super myself, nice. But like, wasn't there a Fuddruckers back there also at some point?
No, Fuddruckers was over where Bar 609 was.
Yeah, it's kind of out of the way a little bit. Then it became an Argentinian.
Yes, and the knife.
Yeah, it was really good too.
Yeah, I mean, only we're the literally partying.
Yeah. We were like,
oh my God, this is like how me and Jeff would be on opposite sides of the same room. You and Oni would be on opposite sides.
Yeah, I really feel that like we must have been out in the same.
Probably.
No, for sure. Yeah.
That's why I said, do you know Todd? Yeah. Well, like, do you know Todd or Chino? Like, basically,
Chino. I know, like,
okay, I don't believe
Chino.
That you and Jeff know somebody named Chad. I now also absolutely. Don't believe that you know somebody named Todd. This is
Todd Alano. Love you.
Shout out to
Operation Wet Vet. If anybody.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
That guy's cool.
Todd Alano, Operation Wet Vet. But, yeah, Chino.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Mike, Nick, Alex, yeah, that's
these
whole...
are very common
names. Are these the guys from the hallway?
No. No, I don't remember their names. That's really sad. These are the guys from... They were promoters.
Of course they were.
So they were of course they were.
Fuck she wants boys.
To
go
to no! The fuckboys are the ones that know the promoter. The promoters are just—they're
just the promoters,
yeah. Like
so, the promoters can't be fuckboys.
Oh, they
well,
can.
Not
the two are mutually exclusive.
I feel like it's
the guy
not,
that tells
yeah.
you the words. I know the promoter, or I can get you into the club. Because like,
okay, anybody whose job is a promoter is a dumbass. So
a dumbass.
Well, not well. See, it depends what level they're at. If they're like the grando dude that like tells you, "Hey, go to the club," they're a dumbass. If they're the guys that are like actually like their names on the flyer.
They're still a dumbass.
They're making the fucking money, so they're not that dumb. Because that's what I mean.
Unless they're Dave Grutman, like, you're dumbass. Like, nobody makes money doing that.
I dated a guy that had a fucking penthouse in Biscayne.
Shout out to that guy.
Was he a drug dealer?
Really nice.
No, because he was a club promoter.
I hate to break it to you, honey. He was probably a drug dealer.
He was probably a drug dealer and a club promoter on the side.
Yeah.
No.
Was there a lot of glass tables in that house?
He was a drug dealer that moved. That was...
He was a drug dealer that was asshole. Moonlighting as a fucking club promoter. But
it's like, this is what I do for fun.
Motherfucker was a drug
hobby.
Dealer.
Yeah.
Sweetie, you know that I was like, no, I just think he's a motherfucking asshole. And all I'll say about him because the world is too small and I don't want this to get back.
I'm not editing anything
no,
except
fine.
For my address.
Yeah.
No, the only thing I'll say is that he got
11569 27th Avenue.
He dressed up as.
Do you know somebody at that address?
I hope not.
He dressed up as like American Psycho with the raincoat.
Oh, no
for
shit.
One Halloween. And I was like,
this is scary.
God damn it.
Yeah. But kind of
like,
erotic.
Like,
that's a little
cool.
Erotic.
Like the look is working.
Yeah, it's
that
working. It's got to be hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And after that, I was like, oh.
There's so many fucked up things about what you guys just said.
Me and Oni had an entire
lot of psychological damage.
I'm like, that's
we said three words, and
a lot of
everybody was laughing.
And there was a lot about your fucking psyche behind those three words. So
but it was like, yeah,
well understood.
Yeah.
I
said,
in sync.
FYI, this is my new best friend, and his name is
Oni. My name is Oni. You guys, everyone, take a shot.
I think we killed our listeners.
Yeah. Please don't die of alcohol poisoning.
I'm sorry if you turn this off already.
You better
I'm
not have. Turn
what,
it back
I'm
on.
Gonna, I'm going to do what Andy you. Cohen does every night. And if you've played along with our drinking game, please don't drink and drive.
Good call, Bianca.
Good call. I feel like we're going to like make it like the double episode and just stop at like the Miami shit and just be like, here's a special edition Miami,
Miami
shit
edition.
With Christian Oni.
That could be a fun podcast. For Miami people.
Yeah. Yeah, specifically for
but,
you.
Oh,
have
you fucking Miami is like... epic everywhere.
You
why
so?
People fucking yes, I don't
every
get
era?
It. Why do people fucking like Miami so much?
Because it's a Miami fucking shit show. And it always has been.
There's always entertainment everywhere. Even at Chuck E. Cheese.
It's always a fucking shit show. It's always been a shit show.
Somebody else.
That's true.
It's like the fucking Wild West of like the modern era. Like
it really is fucking sad. Like it's bad enough we gotta deal with like North and Central Florida's like stupid rando shit on the radio.
Those are the people that get attention to us.
Yes, those are those assholes that it's like, this person decided that it was a good idea to smoke meth. Yeah. Or I'm going to smoke meth at the gas pump. I'm
have sex with a snake.
I feel like that was a real title.
She said have sex with a snake.
You know what? If I... you know what?
I'm Google have sex.
Isn't that the plot of Black really... Snake Moon?
Moan. It's called Black Snake... I was going to say it's called Black Snake Moan.
Moon would have been much more romantic, though.
That's right? The port.
Yeah.
Leave Justin alone.
Yeah, is there a movie like that? That title's got to be. You
know, there's probably a porn. Justin,
but oh, well. We can watch
okay,
it.
Okay, so Florida man got caught having sex with an alligator.
Jesus. Not
that is a real story.
Not a shocker.
I'm looking for snake now.
You don't. You've never seen like I forget what late night host is it that plays the game?
Oh, my boo boo, Seth Meyers.
Oh, it's called Fiction or Florida.
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Yes. He hasn't done it that often, but there's been a couple episodes.
He should do it every show.
Florida man suffocated to death after having sex with his pet anaconda.
God damn! It really does happen.
Florida, you
but
said
it's like Central and North Florida.
But you
it's
said
not
it,
down
it's
here.
Not down here.
You said it, you said Florida, right?
Yes, yeah, Florida man.
Orange and Polk. It's Orange and Polk. Sorry,
it's
guys.
Be. Polk County is very heavy.
But remember, that's also the same part of the state where you can get away with murder.
Yeah.
So, clearly. You know.
Yeah. Well, that explains a lot.
It does.
They kind of go hand in hand.
It really does.
Zimmerman's from there.
I feel sad well, no, for every.
And he's from there.
Not every the, amphibian and reptile.
Not to give you too much boring information on it, that is the worst fucking like area for like litigation.
Mm-hmm. No, I know.
The shit that they. No, not. And I'm not talking about just like criminal shit. Like. In general, I don't know what the fuck's going on there.
The
like,
shitty lawyers.
The insurance, like
if you're a lawyer,
stuff that is
Florida,
passed there. We sit there, we're like, what the?
Really?
What? This is payable? Like that type of crazy shit? Like it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, no. Once you get into Central Florida, and I've driven through those towns, they can be rough. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I to my old job to get to our central offices, you like there's different ways to get there, like Turnpike and 75 or like Okeechobee and all these different things. And there was one route that it's like take the Turnpike and then get off on Highway 60.
Already bad. That's already a bad idea.
Highway 60.
That's bad idea, Bears.
Literally drives through Yeehaw Junction.
Just the word alone.
Which I grew up as a kid. Any kid
I remember
growing
Yeehaw
up
Junction.
In Florida in like the 80s.
Yeah, you wanted to stop at Yeehaw.
You wanted to stop at Yeehaw Junction because they
because
had 70,000
billboards. You needed to find out what it was. Because
it says you can buy your Disney tickets here and you could stop here. And
there's fucking nothing.
There is nothing
it's
in
like
Yeehaw
a one trailer.
It's that, and that's the trailer that you can buy your Disney tickets in, apparently.
Well, but, because you can buy Disney tickets anywhere.
Yeah, but that. But you know what? I would like personally to meet
the
person
team?
Who was in charge of advertising for Yeehaw Junction in the 80s because you're a fucking genius. Mm-hmm. Because
those
every
billboards
child in Florida will tell you, I want to go to Yeehaw Junction.
Oh my
Junction.
God, I was right. It is Lisa Kudrow.
I told you it was Lisa Kudrow.
I'm just getting to the group chat now.
It wasn't.
I've had the group chat on mute since 9 o'clock.
Well, sorry, people.
It is Lisa Kudrow.
But,
I was right.
But we
Googled. I was right.
Shut up.
Just give me the thing. A friend, favorite of the podcast, Grace
Missy.
And Frankie.
Grace and Frankie.
No, favorite.
But Missy sent that text.
No, I know, but. I sent
no,
that.
No, Chrissy sent it.
Oh, you sent that?
No.
I don't know why. I've been confusing you and Missy.
Because our names are stupid. Wait, am I still pobre de hijita?
No.
That's why it's weird. Because it doesn't make any sense. I don't know
what
who I am
you?
Anymore.
You're Wang
You're
Chung.
Wang Chung.
Yeah, that was David. Your husband.
Fucking David.
We have a group
guys,
chat.
This is a mess.
The worst idea
this
ever.
This is a fucking
really?
Six people.
Seven.
Fucking
it can get annoying.
Heartache.
Yeah.
No, it's not
I'm
heartache.
I'm on one with three and then on one with like six or seven.
It's not even heartache. It's just the most distracting.
It really is. I get nothing done all day.
And here's the thing. I'm
because if you don't pay attention, you get yelled at for repeating a subject.
Well, and here, I'm going to be an asshole and say the statement. Sometimes the because it's three boys and four girls, and sometimes the guys will go off on these tangents that we could give three shits about.
But then when we do
it's
a problem.
It's a problem. But then also,
we all also each like have our own group chats. Like the girls have a group chat and the boys have their own group chat.
Why we have
so
this
a sub group chat?
There's too many
to the group chats.
Too many. I have like four group chats with these two people in.
And then we have our group chat with you.
I'm surprised we didn't start one with you.
Give us time.
Yeah, I'm in.
How do we? Talked about you coming on the podcast with more than 24 hours notice, we probably would have ended
up. Yeah, because that's how we ended up with the Q one.
We have one with Q.
Is basically
lesbian
we're drunk,
adjacent. Yeah.
And we want to talk to Q.
Okay. Yeah.
So we all just text her all the time.
Drunken Q.
Like, do you know Q?
Of course I know.
We talked about this already.
Yeah. Great people.
I was peeping.
Oh. Or your old lady brain forgot.
No, I was not in the room.
Okay, well, whatever. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt just because I don't remember right
my
now.
My bladder is small.
What?
My bladder is small. My bladder is small. It just goes downhill from there. But yeah, like, and then also there's discussions that we have that they don't care about that I'm like, fuck you, let's do it. Like, how hot Sebastian Stan is. I will talk about that forever because he's my boy.
Can't you go to your own group chat?
Yeah. No. We cannot.
Are you? Wait.
I don't know who that is.
You're a comedian, but yeah. I'm not sure. Do you like comic book stuff?
No.
See, it was like that's why it was like a scary question. It was like, I don't know.
I don't watch any of the superhero movies. I've watched like maybe three of them.
Scandalo.
Yeah. I think I watched.
Friends with Miri?
Just because we're both comics.
I feel you'd be judged about this.
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel he would be judged by Neri.
Probably.
If the conversation came up as to how do you judge Oni as far as his participation in the comic book movies, then it would be very, very, very. It would be terrible because I don't care. I don't. I think I watched like three of them. I watched the first Iron Man,
which is it's a good one.
Yeah, I watched the Batman with the guy that died. What's his name?
That's DC.
Yeah, Heath Ledger. Yeah. Oh, is that not a comic book?
Yeah,
it is a comic book.
We're mixing. Right? We're mixing our.
I already fucked up.
You failed.
Already
at stables, but okay.
I already committed a faux pas.
He's talking about the movies that he saw.
Oh,
yeah. Right.
Why does it matter?
I'm fucking drunk.
I watched the Superman.
Which Superman?
The Superman.
The like Brendan Ralph Superman. Or Henry Cavill Superman.
Yeah, Henry Cavill, the person from Count of Monte Cristo.
Cavill,
right? Yeah. So I watched that one.
Count of Monte Cristo.
Yeah, he was his son.
Yeah, he was a little boy.
The only
he was a child.
The only thing I knew him from was
Superman.
He was a
the only thing I knew him from was the Tudors.
Superman.
Yeah,
no, before Tudors, he was the.
I didn't know that.
I feel he was the son in Count of Monte Cristo.
He was the son of. Edmond Dantes.
The Daniel Day-Lewis?
No.
Wasn't
at all. Daniel Day-Lewis was making another movie at that time. He wasn't in it. Yeah.
I'm trying to remember who's in Kind of Funny Crystal.
I can't remember. Yeah.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah.
I'm still confused. But okay, Sebastian Stan.
You're not confused.
Winter Soldier.
It's the dementia.
I heard
he's
of
Bucky,
the movie.
And
but...
he is my...
The love of her life.
Really?
No. Look, per our median, Jeff is not the love of my life.
He's not your soulmate.
He's not my soul.
We met a medium.
Yeah, we met a medium. We had a median on.
Well...
For real?
Medium.
Oh.
And he said that me and my husband are not soulmates, but we are.
Mary and I are soulmates.
But because my soulmate is like sleeping.
And
sleeping.
Her and Dave aren't soulmates either.
Because hers is sleeping. But that our soulmates
no,
are
no, they needed a break from each other.
We got divorced.
Their souls got divorced.
Yeah, apparently my soulmate and I 10 lifetimes ago decided we needed a break from each other.
Welcome. By the way, so on and so forth with Mamas and Merlot. Mm. Go for it. It's a lot. Jon Snow is real.
Oh.
He told us that all those like fantasy stories like Star Wars, Game of Thrones, Harry Potter, all that shit, it's real in like other dimensions.
Oh, that's crazy. So you brought
whatever universes, like there's multiverses all these universes.
Are like a thing.
Yeah.
And that, like,
so the, all, so like, so Star Wars is real.
So all, but all those like writers or creators or people that have come up with those stories are mediums that have tapped into those other realms to tell us about those.
So
stories.
You had a crazy person on your podcast.
Pretty much.
We met him at AV. He was a very nice gentleman.
We didn't bring him.
No, we didn't bring him to the house. We met him at a safe location.
Thank you, Q. Thanks for being our safe haven.
Thank you, Q.
Yeah, you want to really be able to fucking control that situation
a little bit.
Yeah, we met. That was a very prerequisite from the husband.
Yeah, yeah, because I didn't think I was like I'm gonna give this man my address, and there he's like, I don't want him in the house, and I was like,
Nary's a smart man. Yes,
but I'm like. He's really nice. We'll be fine. I mean, we were fine.
At the end of the day.
It turned out okay.
Yeah.
All I know is like, I got there late. And when I just sat down, I looked and there was no more wine. And I look at Q and I'm like, what wine do you have in the back? Because I need something. Because
it was interesting.
Yeah. So is that all he said? That
he said,
"Oh,
soulmate, no soulmate, no soulmate. You're no soulmate.
And Q and V are soulmates.
Yes.
Okay.
And everything is real. Yeah. And
so like Superman, Batman,
all real
that stuff is all real.
They all have like
it's just in a different.
Oh wait, hold on. We're forgetting the most important part. He also says that he is the reincarnation of Brahman.
Brahman.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You guys were in the presence of.
Yes.
We were very blessed.
Wow.
He's a very nice gentleman. With sandals.
He had sandals. Don't tell me. This person had sandals on.
Yes.
I was very.
And so on and so forth.
And so on and so forth. Said that a lot.
Wow. That's pretty nice.
You should definitely listen.
Yeah, I would love to. It's I would love to find out if I've ever met my soulmate.
Well,
I think I've lost my soulmate.
It's very. It was a lot.
It was a lot.
Thanks, Vanessa, for that one.
Hey, you know. I said I met him, and I asked the group. I phoned the friend. I said, "Should we invite him to the podcast?"
And the bad news. And the bad news bear.
And the
right
overwhelming
there.
Majority. Me and Stephanie agreed.
I was going to say, what's the overwhelming majority in three?
It's two.
I would say yes, invite this person.
No, I said quiet. I was really? Like,
but,
I guess.
But you know, like,
don't you want to know?
But like 2 weeks after.
No, Chrissy's scared of
everything. Podcast,
Chrissy's scared of everything.
I'm scared of reality. I like living in a fake world.
Okay.
I'm one of these people that, like,
I thought
so
of
you. Would take the blue pill in the Matrix. You'd be like, yeah, send me right back into that fucking
thing. I don't
want
another real. No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tranquilita in that fucking thing.
Wait, do I have, in this blue, in this, like, Matrix world that I am in, am I comfortable?
Yes.
Yeah, about as comfortable as you are right now.
Bien, vamos.
Yeah, there
I'd
you
rather,
go.
I thought
of you watching The Last Jedi, because I'm like, the rebels really are dirty.
Because I have a thing that in an invasion of any sort,
sure.
Let's just take Star Wars, for example. Okay. I'm gonna be on the Empire side because they have a better aesthetic. Clean. Their color palette is just
really
phenomenal.
Red, white, and black.
You know, red, white, and black.
Perfect.
Can't fight that. Boots, capes,
masks,
who doesn't want that?
Helmet,
everything.
Giant helmets,
and all the rebels.
They
just
also have air conditioning.
Yeah, the rebels
have the highest tech. Like they have everything.
Yeah,
is like,
the rebels look like they've been struggling. There's like a lot of like.
It's dirty.
I mean, Leia's the only one that looks good. The rest of them
look
like
she's a fucking princess.
Yeah,
right?
Everybody else looks like they've been struggling a lot. Like
she's
there's rations going around.
But she's still a princess.
Things
so
that
air
nature.
Conditioned with the rebels.
Air conditioning with the Empire.
With the Empire.
I want the boots.
Okay, so
she
wants
the boots and she wants the drama.
Yeah,
she
basically
needs to be extra.
Well, I'm already like because I'm a big old dork. We're looking into joining the five. Like, if we can, we want to get into the 501st. And I'm looking at my
bless you.
Geeky shit.
I unfortunately know what this is.
So glad
really?
I
don't know either.
Because me and Oni are cool.
501st Garrison is
cool
a stormtrooper.
Of course it is.
Yes. But
that is what a stormtrooper is?
Reason that I know.
501st Garrison is there like.
It's like a
troop?
Nonprofit
okay.
organization.
Nonprofit.
The only
well,
reason
cool.
that I know why this is, why this, what this is.
They don't have
because
prison pen pal program.
No. They should. They should have a prison
there's
pen pal.
There's a trend in
well done.
In,
thank you.
Weddings. My, in yes. weddings in the Hispanic market. It's I believe started in Venezuela, if I'm not mistaken.
Probably
called
we're extras,
the which I don't know if you know about it. It's called the Hora Loca.
Hora Loca.
Right. Yeah.
It's like the last couple hours.
It means the crazy hour. It's usually in the last like hour or two of a wedding. It's basically where you like hire some form of like entertainment, like towards the end of the night when people are like drunk or whatever.
Oh, okay.
It's normally like samba dancers and stilt walkers and like drummers.
And right
like,
after they bring out the soup.
Yeah. Where
soup. Sancocho.
Yeah, sancocho. Mm, so good.
So where they
it sounds like it's good. It's really delicious. It comes out in the soup. It's like there's a time when the soup.
Yeah,
comes out.
It comes out like at 2 a.m. Yeah,
because there's a 2 a.m. soup.
Because Venezuelan
Panamanians go
on for like 8 hours.
Yeah, there. It's like when you say an all day event, it's literally like the full weekend. Like from Saturday to the end of
Panamanians
Sunday.
Do it too, because I have friends that they go to Panama for like business and stuff like that, mm-hmm. and they always take a formal dress or a suit. Mm. And I'm like, why? She goes, oh, you never know what wedding you're gonna just be invited to.
Really?
Yeah.
Like you just show
There's
up.
Always an event.
And they're like, oh, Friday so and so is getting married. You should come. Like that's just a thing yeah. over there.
Oh shit.
Like my cousin's wedding was at a country club, and the club was built on the side of a mountain, so like the dance, like the hall. Was only 3 walls. The fourth wall was just open to like the mountain, and like at two,
wow, that's nice.
Like at 2 o'clock in the morning, you see like the fog roll in, and they're like, "Mira sopita," you know, sancocho, and I'm like,
"No shit,
this is lovely."
Yeah, because you have to like, you,
and there's like bottles of rum on, like part of the centerpiece is a bottle or two of rum.
No
for
shit,
the table. Yeah, it's like a thing.
So like when you
Venezuelan weddings are fabulous.
But anyway, so this trend in weddings has kind of like in like
Nary's never going to allow you back
because
here.
There's so much of like a South American influence in Miami. It's really like gotten super popular that like towards like in a regular like 5 hour or 6 hour wedding, they do this Hora Loca thing where they have like they hire some kind of entertainment when people are already like good and drunk, like towards the end or like, you know, it's usually like 40 minutes or so.
And they want storm troopers.
And they want. Well, I had a couple. Well, a because bride asked me. It's a surprise to her groom. I hope they don't fucking listen.
Oh shit! If you are listening,
I don't
is
think
only...
they do. I don't think
doesn't matter. You've done it.
Please
in the past.
Ignore it.
I've done it in the past. But and she asked to surprise her groom, and if he does listen, it would more likely that he listens to Geekmore. So he's not going to listen to this. So it
that's fine.
She wanted to surprise him with a Star Wars Hora Loca.
Yeah. Can I help you with this wedding?
You need sure. And you need to contact if you want Star Wars
well,
people.
David
you need to contact
me,
the 501st.
David told me he was like oh contact
See, look,
this
pictures.
These people and I was like oh well
it's just like
it was like just Mardi logistically just wouldn't really? Have worked out with them so I ended up hiring like a company,
yeah, because the 501st
like
does
character company.
It's basically to get into mm-hmm. the 501st, which is the villain empire side.
Like, masks that they brought back from
you,
New Orleans.
Yeah, you have yeah. to actually have a screen authentic costume. Like you have
oh, really?
To, yeah. Like you have to either have your stormtrooper gear or your Empire Guard or officer or some sort of villain-ish. Empire sure. person, and once they approve and rate your costume that it is approved, you can join the 501st. If you are on the rebel side, there's a rebel battalion, and then there is also
these
the Mandalorian.
These are real people that are doing all of this.
Real life people.
Real
wow.
life. And then there,
real
if you're virgins. In between, and you're, yeah. like the, and you're like the bounty hunter people.
Oh shit!
You can become Watch a Mandalorian.
None of these people have ever seen the inside of a woman's vagina. No.
I don't think I've ever seen
our
this.
Husbands have.
That is the most horrifying thing I have ever imagined.
I would
well,
have because
I have yeah. baby, like and
there's
that's
where babies are happening.
Like we can't. We
that's
got
like
cons.
Real business. That's like business. That's the business side of the vagina.
It's too real.
Yeah, it's
too
real.
Too real.
Outside yeah. side of the vagina, that's
you
a party.
Outside, like, Jeff,
inside,
I'll never
weird.
Forget when like I was
inside,
pregnant and like we were having
oh,
the,
me gusta.
We were having the discussion about like where you know Jeff would stand,
right?
And like he was like, he's like, can I be like on the. The
north end,
side.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like I don't really want to, and we actually, and I can't
watching the north the, wall right
I
there.
I can't for the life of me remember the actor. And Jeff is gonna like,
he's probably
scream.
Yelling at the radio.
There was somebody hey, on that British talk show that Jeff made
uh-huh.
you listen
yes.
to,
the one that
Graham
he
Norton show,
to sleep to.
The Graham Norton, I think it was Graham Norton.
The Brits are the best to go to sleep.
Yeah, and he there was a guy that was on there, and I can't remember who the actor was, and they asked him about. his wife that had just been pregnant, and like, you know, she was pregnant and she had the baby and this and that, and what was it like for him? And they're like, was he like, you know, on the, like, what happened during childbirth? And he was like, yeah, you know, I was on the business side of the, you know, the equator.
That's a hard side.
And he said, they asked him what it was like, and he made the best comment, which my husband, that he goes, it was like looking at your favorite bar burned down.
That's hilarious.
That is perfect.
That is way too true.
Did you see your kids?
I did.
You saw them come out?
Both. Come out. I was right there holding a leg.
Lovely.
I was holding a thigh.
No. They'll call you. They'll call you if we don't hear it. The dogs will bark.
Yeah.
That's hopefully, because they're kind of broken.
I was.
We're rolling again.
Yeah.
Didn't you push us this way?
Yes, because I had to get out,
but now I'm back.
Welcome.
Sorry.
She got goldfish.
I'm hungry.
I was 19 and 21, so.
Yikes.
Yeah, those are two great ages to be.
To have children.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
You're the
great.
You had them at the same age as they are now.
Yeah.
You had your children.
Yeah. Literally at the same age they're about to be. My youngest is about to be 19.
So did you call your 19-year-olds or your 21-year-olds on the 21st birthday or the 19th birthday and go, well, not, no.
When I was
it would have
your
to be the 21st.
Age.
It would have to be the 21-year-old.
Y'all was born.
It would have to be the 21-year-old, not the 19-year-old. It have to be the 21-year-old because that's technically the only one that he is the age of now.
Right.
And say, like, happy birthday. I was your age when I had you.
Two
kids. Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I have two kids at 32 and I'm like pulling my hair out.
How old are yours, Vanessa?
6 and 3.
Oh, that's good. You're at a good age. 6 and 3. Let's see. When you're 40, they're going to be 14.
Yeah.
And
they'll be little shits.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Fuck. You're going to want to get out of that soon.
I already do. I love them.
Yeah.
But I need a break. Where's my MRSA, guys?
It's okay, because I'm going to be like, oh, is that your grandma? At like the high school, like.
No, that's why you dye your hair blue and they won't.
Oh, it's happening.
I know.
Don't worry. I talked to my hairdresser, which came and did my hair 2 days ago because my mother like bitched at me that apparently you can't go to Noche Buena with ganas.
It's illegal.
Apparently it's a thing.
I'm going to have to go with her in this one.
Yeah. She was like super. She's like, oh, so-and-so's coming over. I'm like, Mom, I don't need my hair done. It's okay. And she goes, no. Noche Buena, tú no puedes salir con cana.
I love your mom.
And I was like, okay, Mom. Okay, fine.
That's some old school shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, I was like, I'm going to talk to you in January, in February, because I'm bored. So we're going to do something. And she looks at me. She goes, ooh. She gets excited because, like, she's not what you would say, like, the hairdresser that does ombre or rainbow hair. Or
I know what ombre
like,
is.
No, but I mean like rainbow hair.
Congratulations.
Good job. Yeah. I know
but like,
it
she's
is.
Not that. Like, she's like this cool like Latin lady that'll come to my house and do my hair at my house so I don't have to go to the beauty salon. You know?
That's nice because you worked out of your home.
Yeah.
I do not want to stay here.
Yeah, no. I
want to leave.
You
want to
go get pampered somewhere?
Somewhere that is not here.
No, I want somebody away. To come to my house because I don't want to go anywhere.
Well, nice. Yeah, that makes sense.
So I told her and she was like, oh, really? She goes, what are we doing? Blue again? And I'm like, I don't know. We will talk. Pink. I might just do my entire, but I know, but I told her whatever it is, I'm just doing my entire head.
The whole head.
Good job.
Yeah, because I was doing highlights and I realized it was like a fuck ton of like
money.
Not even money, just time. And then like when they started to like grow out or like fade, it was like teal or like green, and I looked like I had jumped into a pool. And
well,
had
my purple hair. Looks gray when it really,
but gray
really fades,
is still
it looks
thing.
Gray. But I don't want gray.
Well,
no, but I saw words. Purple.
No, it's purple now because I've been like trying to maintain my color at home.
Oh,
there's a slur. It was a
what?
Slur.
Yeah.
It was a slur. Me?
Good purple, though.
No, me.
Thank you.
No, yeah. Me. I have a slur.
I'm going to go pee, guys.
Okay. Oh. Is the pizza here?
No.
I don't know. You tell me. It's your fucking house.
The dogs aren't barking.
Right. There's no tracky thing.
I have no idea what's happening. Yeah, they're snoring. All right, hang on.
Siri, are you conscience? I said
something I don't know.
And we're back.
You're a liar, Siri.
Oh. Siri, what's the meaning of life?
Jesus Christ. This is what this podcast has devolved to.
Siri, what's the meaning of life?
Life, the condition that distinguishes animals and plants from inorganic matter.
Lovely.
Siri, what's the meaning of life?
All evidence to date suggests it's chocolate.
Yeah.
One more chocolate shot, Siri.
Right. Wait.
You have one more
chocolate
shot to get it.
Chocolate is life.
Yeah.
You have one more shot to get it right, Siri. What's
what
the meaning of life?
Are you trying to get her to answer?
Life, the condition that distinguishes.
Yeah, she went with the Wikipedia definition. But I still think chocolate was a pretty good answer.
Chocolate is a good answer.
Yeah.
Go, Siri. High five.
Yeah. High fives to Siri. And we're back. My name is Oni.
Hi, Oni.
Everybody's been drinking.
Welcome to
the podcast. The answer should be 47. 47 is the meaning of life.
For real? How do you establish that?
To the Hitchhiker's
Guide to
the Galaxy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I've never seen that.
That's a very old. That's your Guardians of the Galaxy.
Movie is okay.
No, Guardians of the Galaxy good. Is my Guardians of the Galaxy.
I like the movie is good, but the
he
book
didn't
is
watch the superhero movies.
No, you're right.
I did watch awful. Guardians of the Galaxy. Speaking that one and the last two, one.
Just they just put it on Netflix.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's terrible. What is that? It's the whole worst thing. What is that? Why?
Why is this happening?
Yeah, why is there a raccoon talking on television?
That's good. The tree trunk dancing around.
I don't want to have
fine.
To kick you out.
No, I know.
You can talk
like
shit all
thing.
You want about Kurt Douglas. Because, not
no,
Kurt
look,
Douglas.
I liked
what is he
one.
With Russell?
Yeah.
Why am I?
It's kind of the same.
No,
Kirk like, kind does, of.
No,
Kirk is Kirk.
No,
that's a fucking. You're on Star Trek.
Star Wars.
Guys, I'm
tap. Kurt, tap.
They kind of sound the same. I get understand the confusion.
Oh, Christ.
I apologize profusely for anyone that is still listening to this podcast.
Oh, this
guys,
is
I'm sorry.
So
this
so off.
This is
so
really
off
bad.
The room.
This is bad. I blame the people from New York.
There's only one person here from New York. That's me. My name is Oni.
And you just killed another listener. Cheers.
Yeah. Nice.
We have drank three bottles of wine.
Yeah. Holy shit. We did.
Three of us because
someone's not out. You were the mic of this.
You
episode.
Were the mic of this episode.
I had one glass.
You were the mic.
You were the mic of this episode. God damn
you
it,
guys
Mike.
Know that I can't drink that much anymore.
You're still. The
I
mic
know,
of this
and
episode.
You are the reason why we sound like this.
That's not the reason, but okay.
This is Stephanie's fault. It that's is.
We also really
it.
Like this, all right?
I mean,
that's
we're not
also the reason.
We're giving
we enjoy
credit.
This very much.
That you know,
is it bad?
I'm happy
is it,
for you.
Also,
is
let me just hold
press?
On for a second. I want to make Still sure that you understand. I did. I actually liked Guardians of the Galaxy. One, two. I thought it was just over the fucking top with the same dumb
rule?
Shit.
Like it's okay
because you were scared.
Yeah, you were. Because
you're a scared bitch.
Yeah,
a little bit.
You were visibly annoyed by what I said.
Your green blanket.
And I usually apologize to women when they're visually annoyed.
I have someone trained you well.
Yeah, they did. So
yeah,
I
scared him. Either
whoever
sorry,
she is, you thank you. Yeah. We appreciate it. The rest of us appreciate
they.
It.
We are so
it's
sorry
collective.
You had to go through. All
yeah,
of that.
We are. We're sorry you had to break the horse in. But
it's
you
a
know,
collective of women. It's called
okay.
every
thank
relationship.
Thank you for your
I've
effort.
Been.
Well, we thank you.
We thank you for your service.
The cat. What is it? What is it? The cat. What fucking? What book is it that somebody thinks you?
Well, I can assure
pizza?
You that I'm doing good
pizza's
now. Pizza's here, guys.
Christ.
They almost threw the table. Okay. They almost flipped the table.
I don't know how I'm going to edit this, you guys. This is a mess.
No, there's no reason to have to edit. This is how
but
it should go
I have to put
out.
It together.
It's right off the rails at some point.
Yeah. I mean, it's beyond off the rails at this point. We are. I apologize.
No. Never. No apologies to
our
the audience.
Our listeners know better at this point.
I mean, yeah.
There go
but
your dogs.
Okay. Hang on. I'm gonna figure this shit out. Okay, and we're back again.
Shit show.
Hi.
Welcome
Vanessa.
To the shit show, guys.
Thank you. My name is Oni Perez. I hope you're still drinking.
And now you're dead again.
Yeah.
Please don't drink and drive.
Yeah.
And we suggest okay. you take shots of wine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shots of wine are actually really
I mean, that's
delicious.
What we're doing.
Yeah. For the most part.
In between
we're just
the
sipping.
Pizza.
We killed three bottles.
And now we just had two pizzas, so I think we're going to be okay.
Yeah.
And Hershey's pie. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I don't know where to go from here. So
we'll just wrap up.
So, hey, this is Oni.
Thank you for having me
thank
on
you
your amazing
here,
podcast.
Oni.
I'm glad I can share with you.
Nothing of what you do for a living.
Well, let me just sort of briefly say what I do for
Hi, I'm Oni.
Yeah.
I got all of this because we started talking about fucking American Girl dolls.
Yeah. Really. Sorry, it guys. Really did derail from there.
Sorry, guys.
I'm a stand-up comedian.
My whole point with that was that they had American Girl dolls 20 years ago. That was my only point.
Let's start. Let's again. Do another podcast just on
American Girl dolls.
American Girl dolls.
Facts about American Girl dolls.
I had fun though.
I'm glad you had fun.
That's what's important.
Absolutely.
You know what makes me nervous when we invite somebody?
No, this is great.
To have a good time with us.
This is a great time.
We're good people.
You guys are a fun, wild podcast. And nice. you had pizza, so that was great. Yes. And you made me feel welcome. Mm. And holy shit, did we have wine? Like,
three
holy shit.
Two pizzas. That
yeah, I don't
not
think I've...
Not Mama's and Merlot for any other reason, guys.
God damn. I've had, like, glasses of wine, but I haven't had bottles of wine.
You've been hanging out with the wrong people.
We can't... Yeah.
I blame Mike.
See?
Can't hang out with that guy.
Thank you, though. I had fun.
Yay. Okay, so... where can the people find you? Instagram? Facebook?
Yeah, Instagram, Oni Perez Comedy, and then Facebook, Oni Perez.
O-N-I Perez.
O-N-I Perez. I'm not on Twitter anymore.
Why?
Fucking
it's Twitter.
140 so characters wasn't enough.
No, it's just fucking, I don't want to.
Did you get banned?
I don't want to entertain. I just go away. Just look at my pictures. I don't want to have to say words to you.
People suck.
You have to say captions and hashtags.
Yeah. I'm a big hashtagger.
Hashtags are fun.
Yeah.
Hashtag this episode in three hashtags.
Hashtag hi, my name is Oni.
Hi, my name is Oni. I live in New York City. Originally, I lived in Miami. I have two kids. One's transgender. The other one's a girl.
Quick wrap up of the...
One's 21. The other one's 18. I had kids at a very young age. I'm 42 years old, the oldest person here in the room. And we had some
pizza.
Pizza with mushrooms, and then the other one had mushrooms and pepperoni. So
basically, if you did not like pepperoni and mushrooms,
you were shit out of luck.
Shit out of luck. But luckily for you guys, I'm a big mushroom fan. Big. Huge. Well known, actually, in Brooklyn for my mushroom
fandom.
Yes, fandom.
Appreciation.
Yeah, appreciation.
So you're well known.
Specifically for
in Brooklyn for your mushroom.
How much mushroom I eat?
Lovely
mushrooms.
Very good. Very good.
Okay, guys.
Fuck, this is fun.
On that note, thanks so much for listening to us. You can find us on the Geek Bro Network with all of the other podcasts. What's up, bro? Mount Geekmore, Zeroes on Heroes, Shiver. What's good still? What's good? Talking Geek and Seasons eventually, I think.
Maybe.
Who knows? So send us an email. Send us your wine recommendations. Anything you want to share with us. Mama's and Merlot, MOMMAS, Andy, MERLOT @gmail.com. Same on Facebook, Twitter, all that other stuff.
Yeah, she's on this post.
Yeah. That's my job. That and I push the buttons.
Nice.
So
you're doing good.
Thanks, guys. So that's it. Thanks for sticking with us so far.
If
you sat through all of that,
we love you.
Yes, we really do.
If there is pieces that seem like they're missing or you don't know, stay tuned. They may be coming up as a separate special broadcast.
Fillers.
Depending on
my editing skills,
Vanessa wants to be.
All right, guys, thanks for checking us out, and we'll see you next week. Cheers.
Bye.